East Washington.
We now leave regular ESPN programming to bring you this live sports presentation on 1600 ESPN Radio.
Hi there, football fans.
1, 2, 3, go!
High school football is on the air. It's time for the high school football game of the night, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM. It's time to head out to the stadium and join your KGYM football crew. Alex Kuhn with sideline reports and interviews. John Hegarty with expert analysis and with a play-by-play. Here's KGYM sports director Scott Unash.
72 hours late, but we are here and ready to go. It is the Unidome in Cedar Falls on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa as we get ready to crown a Class 4A football champion for 2015 as the teams below us going through their pregame warm-up rituals here as we got a battle of unbeatens coming up tonight as it will be the number one team in the state of Iowa looking for a historic three-peat. It'll be the West Des Moines Dowling Maroons taking on the number three rated Cougars of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, with the big gold trophy for Class 4A football on the line here on this Monday night. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, along with former Jefferson coach John Hegarty, Alex Kuhn with us as well here tonight at Press Row at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Crowd continues to file in as we get ready for what should be a very, very interesting game here this evening. I can't promise you it's going to be more entertaining than what we had about an hour and a half ago, John, as the 2A championship game wrapped up a 70-56 win for Spirit Lake over the Mount Vernon Mustangs. Earlier on today, Iowa City Regina won their sixth straight historic state championship as the Regals defeated Western Christian, that by a score of 34-28. And Kennedy's going to try to make some history of their own here in this one tonight, John. Try to win their first championship in school history in the sport of football, and also for the Cedar Rapids metropolitan area, try to win the first state championship since 1972 for a Cedar Rapids community school.
Cedar Rapids Public Schools have not won a state title in football since 1972, the inaugural year of the playoffs, that being won by Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Washington been here a couple of times, had to settle for runner-up. Kennedy going to get their first shot at a state championship tonight in football. And on the other side of the ledger, West Des Moines Dowling, never been a team win three in a row in the big school class, Scott, so they could make history as well. But, yeah, it sure would be nice to have Kennedy come home with their first football state championship ever.
Well, you take a look, and that's one of the big storylines and sidebar stories to this one tonight. You got a team that's been through this before. They've seen the bright lights. They've been through a Friday night slash Monday night with the snow and this maroon team. You've got a Kennedy team. They've never been to this point before as far as the playoffs. This is uncharted waters for Cedar Rapids Kennedy since the school began back in the 60s.
And yet, that being said, I think they're undaunted. This is a pretty unflappable bunch of guys led by a group of seniors that has instilled a feeling of family on the team. And I just don't think that they're going to blink in the bright lights, Scott. I don't think that they're going to look across the line of scrimmage from them and see the Dowling Maroon there who expect to win this, and everybody expects Dowling to win this game. I just don't think they're going to flinch. I really don't.
Yeah, if you read a lot of the clippings, especially as you get past Benton County, like we said a little bit earlier, Kennedy might not have well shown up for this game here tonight. Nobody expects this thing to be close except for the guys holding that 4x4 down there that says family on it.
Yeah, and there are some people who are even going so far in the Des Moines metro area saying that there's going to be a continuous clock. The game will be that dominant. And I just want to go on record before this ever kicks off and say that is foolishness.
Well, Kennedy comes in at 13-0. Dowling comes in at 12-0. For this Kennedy football team, I think they're relishing the role of the underdog in this one here tonight. And Brian White's had a little bit of a bulletin board material in the past week or so, and they get 72 extra hours to get ready.
And I am completely in his camp. If it were me and I were fortunate enough to be their coach, I think I might even have gone so far as to get stickers put on the back of our helmets with a big N and a big R on it for no respect, Scott.
But Kennedy's going to try to get that in this game here tonight. And for the Cougars, they've been doing it all year with Tyler Drolley and a terrific offensive line, a opportunistic defense as well. You take a look at these two teams, really. The first 2 weeks of the season kind of set the tone. when you talk about Dowling, they had replaced 21 starters.
Yes.
Off the last two state tournament championship teams. No one thought they would be in this place. They lose Ryan Boyle. They lose Jock. They lose people like that on the defensive side. Nobody thought they'd be here. And all they had to do in the first couple weeks of the year was go out, play an Urbandale team, a Waukee team, and a Valley team. And, oh, by the way, yeah, they were close games. But they won all three of those and got the attention of the state when they knocked off preseason number one West Des Moines Valley. And then, you know, they kind of got a sense of, hey, you know, we can do this year. We practiced against those guys last year. It's our turn.
Dowling did not get any preseason respect, even in the own Des Moines metro area. Let's go back to August. Who was the preseason number one ranked team in 4A? It wasn't Dowling.
It'd be Valley.
It was Valley. Who was the number two? It would be not Kennedy.
Bettendorf.
It would be Bettendorf. And Cedar Rapids, Washington,
yep,
I think, was right up there at number three. So take a look at the two teams that are out here, and I'd just like to remind everybody that this is high school football and anything can happen.
First couple of weeks of the year for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, they got the gut check as well, and we've heard all about it the last 5 or 6 years. Kennedy off to a slow start after slow start. Iowa City West comes to Kingston Stadium on the opening Thursday night.
We were there.
The Kennedy defense gave up a bunch of passing yards,
yes,
and but came away with the win, 34-31, setting up the big non-district early Metro Eastern Iowa showdown with Wash. Kennedy comes away with a win, 28-24. And after that, especially after the West game, Kennedy's defense against the pass got better. Kennedy's defense got better, period. The Cougars after that gave up only, well, they shut out North Scott. Gave up 7 at a good Pleasant Valley team. Gave up 7 to a good Jefferson team. Held Linmar to 6. Shutout against Waterloo East. Only 7 points given up against Cedar Falls. Gave up 13 in the season finale against Waterloo West, and they've only given up 28 in 4 games in the playoff run.
And you know what is so special about this Kennedy team when you bring up that history, Scott, is they are every coach's dream. They learn from their mistakes. They go in and trust their coaches. They make changes, and they get better. Week after week, this Kennedy team got better. And another thing that's just, I think, so unheralded about the job that Brian White and his Kennedy kids have done is they've never got too high in any of this, and they never got too low. They just played on an even keel the entire season. Maybe one lone exception in there being the first half against Bettendorf, where I think they came up here a little bit. Bettendorf really out-physicaled them in the first half of that game. But then, thank goodness for halftime break, because the Cougars regrouped and they came back out, redoubled their efforts. And if you take away that first half against Bettendorf, I just think they've been unflappable to this point.
And for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, they got their offense underneath them. We've seen different wrinkles as the season has progressed.
Yes.
Sean Byer is going to be a big part of this tonight. Yeah, Tyler Drolley has come through with the gaudy numbers that he has put up so far this year. He has not seen a defense like he is going to see in this ball game tonight that Dowling will throw out there.
Well, I've seen Dowling several times this year, a couple of them early in the season on television on cable access channels. And you will recall my comment to you, I think it was after week two when they beat Dowling beat Valley, that this is the best front four defensive down linemen putting their hands down in the green turf that I've seen in a long, long time. They are big. They are athletic. They are physical. And it's going to be a very tall task to run the ball against these guys, because then they've got a set of linebackers and some outstanding secondary to go along with them. And then keep this little tidbit in mind too, Scott, and that is Dowling platoons. These guys don't go both ways. So every time a new fresh group of faces comes out onto the field, that's exactly what they are. They're fresh.
For Kennedy, Tyler Drolley, 2,114 yards for the year, over 3,000 in his career. He needs a total of 98 yards to tie and 99 to break the single-season record in the Metro. Andre Dawson did that in 2009 with 2,212 yards with Cedar Rapids, Washington. But you put Byer in there as well with his 619 yards so far this year. Nick Deere has been really a bright light for this Kennedy team. 19 touchdowns to only 2 interceptions. You got 2 teams here that have taken care of the ball. You want to know why Dowling is here every year? They're plus 14 in giveaway takeaway.
Boy,
and
that is
if
so
you do
important.
That, you're going to win football games.
Well, and Nick Deere does the same thing on Kennedy's side, too. They just value every possession so much. And the other key thing, and this is kind of getting ahead of myself a little bit to keys of the game, but they have done such a great job on first down every time they change possessions and get the ball back in their hands. And that will be enormous key to this game tonight.
One thing we need to talk about, two things as far as injuries are concerned. For Kennedy, good news. Looks like they're going to get Matt Gardner back. He missed the last couple of games with the concussion protocol.
That's huge on defense and special teams.
Absolutely. Went through that. And for Dowling, they have gone with a two-quarterback platoon all year. That will not be the case. JT Brown went down with an ACL injury in the semifinal win against West Des Moines Valley. It's all going to be one quarterback, and that's Kurt Walding.
Yes.
They're interchangeable. They're both run this offense very, very well. It's a spread offense.
Yep.
They go with three receivers and one back. They've got two backs. In fact, Zachary ran it all last week. But the good news for Dowling, they're going to get Cole Deskin back. He's a 5'9", 205-pounder. Both these guys run hard. They run north-south,
yes.
And they can run over you.
And they're going to run that read option, and they're going to bring Zachary right at the teeth of Kennedy in between the tackles. Judging by the success that Bettendorf had in the first half last week running between the tackles, I just know Dowling's going to come out and they're going to come straight ahead. And then just when you think you've got Zachary, the ball carrier stop, then the quarterback is going to pull the ball out and he's going to run the option.
And Dowling also can beat you with the pass, no doubt about that. And this defense up front for Dowling, this front four may be as good or better than the guys they replaced last year, the jocks and whatnot that are playing college football.
You know, and that's the scary part is they had to go up against those guys every day in practice last year, and they just probably got better. We always talk about iron sharpens iron, and if you're doing that every night in practice, then you get to be the seniors, and it's your chance to go out there and shine. And I just really think that it's the teeth of their defense to me, Scott.
Kennedy and Dowling getting ready to go at it. We're about 25 minutes away from the opening kickoff here as we bring you high school football. It is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal. FirstFedCU.com, that is the website. We appreciate all their help. And do want to mention, coming up at halftime, and Alex is going to have to help me, and you're going to help me as well, John, and remind me to present our tailgate tour presented by the Eastern Iowa Airport, our big winner of the Allegiant ticket giveaway. We had that earlier on today. Kelly drew out the winning name, and we're going to announce that coming up at halftime. All the kids, they entered their parents' names during the tailgate tour, all the stops, and we have a winner. So we'll let you know who that is at halftime.
Boy, you better believe there's a whole lot of people hoping to hear their name.
A spring break trip. That sounds pretty good, especially when there are about 6 inches of snow on the ground and a little bit more up here in the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area. The Kennedy Cougars and the Maroon of West Des Moines Dowling getting ready to kick this one off. We're going to take a one-minute break, come back, and talk a little bit more pregame from the Unidome in Cedar Falls as we get ready for the Class 4A State Championship. Kennedy and Dowling back with more after this. You're listening to coverage of the 4A State Football Finals here on KGYM.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Ziojano's. Bring the team in for Ziojano's famous fresh pasta bread and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Ziojano's cheers for every school. Ziojano's, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Ziojano's, our pasta makes you single. Come to Ziojano's for real Italiano. Come to Ziojano's, the pasta.
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
Back with you here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. As we get closer and closer to kickoff, the Kennedy Cougars and West Des Moines Dowling getting ready to go at it. John, we talked about this before the semifinal with Bettendorf. You go from one blue blood to another blue blood if you're the Kennedy Cougars. Dowling, there's no peer really in the state of Iowa as far as high school football playoffs are concerned. 38th appearance for the Dowling Maroon, and Dowling looking for their sixth state championship all since the year 2000. They went back-to-back in 2000 and 2001, and now since the this decade has kicked off in 2010, looking for their fourth, three in a row, and fourth in the last 6 years. This is the dominant 4A football power right now.
Yeah, and it's not just those recent years either. You go back to the opening year of playoff system in 72, and four of the first 5 years, Scott, they went to the state championship game only to come home empty-handed as runners-up. So they've been doing this for the last 40 years.
65-32 is their overall record in the high school football playoffs. Tom Wilson in his 11th year. He's both the AD and the football coach here at Dowling. His 15th appearance, you go back to his years with Dyke New Hartford.
That's right.
1998. He had, a lot of those records that he had in 1998 are now out the window thanks to what happened earlier on. But he sent the Wolverines to the playoffs from 1998 through 2002, went to Dowling, started the tradition and kept up the tradition that the Maroons had from 2005 on. Tom Wilson at Dowling, 26-6 in playoff games.
You know the word that comes to my mind when I think of Tom Wilson and Dowling football? The word is reload. Every year they just come back and fill in all the empty spots with players that are all-state caliber, and that's exactly the case again this year. You're not going to find a weakness anywhere on the field. You've probably got 60, 70-some guys dressed in uniform tonight, wearing the white visitors' jerseys and the maroon. But every guy that steps on the field is going to be fresh. He's going to probably be a multi-sport athlete, and he's going to know his job and expect to win this game.
For Kennedy, 17th appearance overall, 11th straight for the Cougars. They are now 16-16. Brian White, of course, in his second season at Kennedy, making his second appearance in the state football playoffs this year. And for the Cougars, averaging 35.6 points per game. Dowling averaging 43, just about 43 points per game. Kennedy a little stingier, giving up only 9.5, and Dowling giving up 12 points per game. Kennedy actually outscoring, outgaining Dowling a little bit. You take a look at the team matchups. Dowling just under 400 yards, Kennedy at 420. And both teams allow just over 200 yards per game. You take a look at these stats, and they break down very, very similarly. Kennedy likes to run the ball.
Yes.
Dowling, 256 yards a game. Kennedy, 287 per game. Both teams within 5 yards of one another as far as passing is concerned. And as far as the defensive stats are concerned, they're within 10 yards on both the pass and the rush.
Much more of an old-school game in store for us tonight here in this 4A tilt than the one we just finished calling, my goodness, 70-56. You're going to see a lot more defense in this game tonight.
Outside of the semifinal game against Valley, in which Dowling, we watched it, Dowling pretty much dominated that game in winning 24-6. Other than that, Dowling really has not had a test since week three of the season when they took on West Des Moines Valley the first time.
And that's not because there was any lack of challengers. There were some very, very good teams around the Des Moines metro area and in the CIML district regions as well this year. So, yeah, there's a lot to be said for that, too.
You made a good point earlier on, John, that we're going to have to keep an eye on, and that is the conditioning factor. Kennedy's been well-conditioned throughout the year, but when you said Dowling platoons, they are a straight platoon team. Maybe one guy here or there will play on both sides of the football, but they got a completely new defense they'll throw out there. When the offense goes to the sidelines, there are so many advantages when you have that going for you.
Now, especially when you play a full four-quarter, 48-minute game. Just the amount of wear and tear, Scott, on the linemen. When you think about Kennedy's line being one of the strengths of their team and why they've had the success they've had this year, it's different for them because they have to have a rotation system. you're going to see guys like Dallas Jacobus that probably not going to come off the field a whole lot tonight. And in a game that's 48 minutes long, where if in a perfect world both teams share time of possession at 24 minutes each, you know, Dallas Jacobus is playing 48 minutes, whereas his counterparts are only playing 24. You tell me in the fourth quarter, and this is nothing against Dallas Jacobus, who's a supremely conditioned athlete, but if he's playing twice as much as the guys that are across from him, that's got to take a toll after a while.
Yeah, and that's going to be one of the big keys, I think, as far as this game is concerned. And for the Kennedy Cougars, we said it a little bit earlier during the Mount Vernon game, Kennedy, you can't fall behind. You can't lose your confidence. You can't play catch-up. They haven't had to do it very often this year.
Not built for it either.
No. And so that's going to be maybe the supreme key to this game here tonight and to who's going to come out on top.
If Kennedy finds themselves down, Scott, they cannot go down two possessions. What they've got to do is they've got to come out of the chute fast, and they've got to get at least a one-possession lead. If they could get a two-possession lead, that's the kind of ball game that they find themselves winning, game in and game out. You get the lead, hold on to it, play ball control. Keep the ball in your offense's hands and out of the other team's offense. That is probably the number one key to the game tonight.
Well, the crowd continues to file in here on the near side on the east stands. Kennedy, the home team in this 4A championship game tonight. And good to see Ralph Plagman. He's got his red, white, and blue on, but he's supporting the Cougars tonight as well.
And who's that beside him? Former Kennedy principal. Mary Wilczynski.
Dr. W is here in attendance, and John McCowan down there below, Brett Hoyer down below as well, and a good crowd has really come here from Cedar Rapids. Had a great crowd as well for the semifinal game earlier on this year, or just over a week ago. So kudos to the Kennedy, to the Cougar Nation for coming out here and backing their team as they get to this lofty perch.
Well, Alex and I, between games, were down getting a little refreshment, watching the Kennedy faithful being held out from coming in through the turnstiles, and as soon as they kind of sounded the all clear and let them through, it was a sea of green and gold that started to take out the prime seats here, and it's a good turnout so far with a little time ahead of us yet. If you're on your way, drive safely, but this is going to be a great Kennedy crowd tonight.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and, while we got a moment here, let's set our Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups. It is brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance at 3700 First Avenue Northeast. Home Auto Farm Life and Health at 774-4620. And the starting lineups will look like this offensively for the Kennedy Cougars as they get into the state championship game at 13-0. At the wideouts, Matt Gardner will be back tonight. Cleared, he will play, 6'2", 175 pounds, and a senior. Also, Austin Coates, 6', 180 pounds, and a senior. We'll also see Dylan Cook out there for Kennedy, another senior wide receiver. Up front, and this is the group that has paid dividends for Kennedy all through the year. For the Cougars, left tackle, Jackson Coker, 6'4", 260 pounds, and a junior. At left guard, he's going to be All-State. There may be two or three of these guys that are going to get All-State kudos. Dallas Jacobus, 6'2", 260 pounds, and a senior. The center is Austin Kurska, 6'1", 235, and a senior. The right guard is Mason Jacobs, a three-year starter, 6'1", 240, and a senior. And Pat Manchester at right tackle, 6'2", 225, and a senior. Jackson Bain, of course, he was there for the first half of the year and went out with the ACL injury. The quarterback, Nick Deer, 6'1", 170 pounds, and a junior. The tailback, over 2,000 yards, 5'10", 180-pounder, Tyler Drolley. The fullback, Zach Damaris, the 5'11", 210-pound senior. And also in there, a tight end, of course, the versatile one, Sean Beyer, the 6'5", 210-pound senior. The offense for the Maroon of West Des Moines Dowling, they will go like this. At left tackle, it'll be Peter Nank, 6'6", 270, and a junior. The left guard is Pete Ryan, 5'11", 230 pounds, and a senior. The center is Matt Bates, 6'2", 215, and a senior. At right guard is Zach Ross, 6'3", 250. He is a sophomore. And that says a lot, starting as a sophomore on the Dowling offensive or defensive line. The right tackle is Alex Palm at 6'3", 285, and a senior. The tight end is Steve Sarcone, 6'5", 230, and a senior. Starting quarterback, Kurt Walding, 6'2", 210 pounds, and a senior. The running backs, they will flip-flop these two. Jason Zachary, 6'1", 210, and a junior. And Cole Deskin, 5'9", 205, and a junior. Three wideouts, Tommy Wanick at 5'11", 180, and a senior. And Cole Sosinski at 6'5", 165, and a senior. And Cole Billings, the 5'11", 165-pound junior. Those are your starting offenses in this game here tonight. Let's go ahead and give you the Kennedy defense as well, brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. Defensively for Kennedy, up front, the three-man line, Sam Pape, 6'1", 205. Also, Elijah Firehelm at the nose, 6'1", 230, and a senior. And Dallas Jacobus, 6'2", 260, and a senior. The five linebackers, Johnson Mader in the middle, 5'10", 180, and a junior. Garrett Kubovec, 6'1", 195, and a junior. Todd Gusta, 5'10", 180, and a senior. Nolan Romitko, 5'8", 155, and a senior. And Sean Beyer, he'll line up everywhere, just like he does offensively. Beyer, 6'5", 210, and a senior. We'll also see Mike Kaiser in there as well as a linebacker, the junior. And the starting secondary, Matt Gardner, 6'2", 175, and a senior. Austin Coates, 6'1", 180, and a senior. And the free safety, the junior, Jesse Price, is 6'3", 175. And we'll also see in there Chase Baker a lot. And Brandon Niemeyer as well, who's had a great run in the playoffs with two pick sixes for Kennedy.
He is the man that when it's crunch time and you've got to have a good turnover, he'll not only pick it off for you, but he'll run it back for a touchdown.
Crowd continues to file in here as we get closer and closer to the kickoff of the 4A state championship game here from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. Kennedy will be the home team, and they're going to be in their Oregon look-alike uniforms tonight with the green helmets, the green jerseys with the gold numbers, and the black pants, and Dowling in the all-white with the white helmets with the big maroon D on it, as Dowling will be the visitors for this particular game here tonight. And going to try to break a little string here. It's not gone well on championship night for the city of Cedar Rapids the last couple years against West Des Moines.
No, the last 2 years are forgettable, even though we had Cedar Rapids area teams that were representing the eastern half of the state, and it's time for that to change tonight.
2 years ago was Xavier going down. Actually, we've been here the last 3 years.
Yes, we have.
Xavier with two losses, Kennedy or Washington last year losing to Dowling, and now this year the Kennedy Cougars. We'll try their hand at changing a little bit of history here tonight. You're listening to High School State Championship Football on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. As both teams will make their way out and have the national anthem, that will be sung here coming up in just a couple of moments as the teams line up. Had to get their pictures taken a little bit earlier on tonight, John. You go through all the festivities of the championship night experience, I guess, here at the Uni Dome.
There's so much pageantry, and then as we watch the teams line up and look at the Jumbotron, we always have a kind of a welcoming introductory video from Alan Bestie and a representative from an insurance company along the way, too. So we've got just a little bit of time yet.
Got a little bit of time. But we'll get you a break before we get to the opening kickoff of this game here tonight. And a reminder, we're right back at it tomorrow night. I'll be joined by Steve Dozier, and we'll have girls basketball, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Muscatine coming up tomorrow night. And that will be at 7:30. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And then on 106.3 FM, Jeff Downing will have the call. Clear Creek, Amana, and Anamosa in high school girls basketball starting up tomorrow night right here on KGYM. We're going to take another one-minute break and come back, and we will have the opening kickoff of the 4A State Championship. Dowling and Kennedy, stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
Built by Pros congratulates the Cougars, the Mustangs, and the Regals on a fantastic football season. You may not know it, but Built by Pros are the professionals who designed and built many of the sports complexes in the area, plus hospitals, offices, manufacturing facilities, and a lot more. There are literally hundreds of careers with local union building trades and commercial contractors right here at home. Visit with Built by Pros to find out more about building opportunities for you. Check them out at builtbypros.com.
After work, you've got a whole different kind of work. Feed the kids, keep them on time, get them to their activities. Hey, you got this. Stop at Center Point Travel Plaza. Pick up Subway, McDonald's, your Fireside Pizzeria, top off the tank with Sinclair Gas, and you're on your way. Your family each stays on time, and you have the fuel to get them where they need to be. After work, just got good again. Stop by Centerpoint Travel Plaza on the way home tonight. Exit 35 off I-380, just north of Cedar Rapids.
National anthem sung here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls as we get closer and closer to the kickoff between the Kennedy Cougars and the Maroon of West Des Moines Dowling. Our officiating crew tonight, they do both, in the day, John, the MVC and the CIML. It's Greg Schneider and his crew out of Mason City. And I think this second straight year that we've seen them in the state championship game. You've been thinking about this. You had 72 extra hours to think about this. How about the keys as we get ready to kick this one off between the Cougars and the Maroon?
Kennedy's got to get the lead, Scott. They cannot play from behind. They're not built to come from behind, and if they do, they can't go down two possessions. It's going to be one in the trenches. If the Kennedy line can take care of business for 48 minutes, they'll come home with a state title. It's that simple. They cannot turn the ball over. They have to value every possession, and they got to keep the ball in their offense's hands and out of Dowling's.
Maroon in the all-white, Kennedy in the green with the black pants. And we're just a few minutes away from getting things started. We'll have the coin toss coming up at the midfield stripe. The other state champions earlier on today, Regina a winner. They win their sixth straight state championship over Western Christian 35-28. And then in the wild one, it was Spirit Lake winning the 2A state championship 70-56. That over the Mount Vernon Mustangs. And then last Thursday, we had the eight-man champion. That was MMC Marcus Merritt and Cleghorn, the Class A champion in Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. And Pella won their second straight as they won the 3A state championship over the Norwalk Warriors in a district rematch. As Kennedy with their captains Mason Jacobs, Sean Beyer, Dallas Jacobus, and Tyler Drolley making their way out. And Dowling, two of their captains out for the year with ACL injuries. And we're just thinking how much better they would be.
One on crutches and one in an immobilizer.
All right, Craig Snyder will bring the captains together and we will have the coin toss here. And he's mic'd up and not loud enough for us to pick it up, of course. Dowling has won the toss, and they have deferred. Kennedy will get the ball to start the ball game. And that's, boy, how big is this first drive, John?
Yeah, it's going to be very important. There's going to be a tone set right away by the offensive line and Kennedy in that outstanding front four defensive line for Dowling. And, you know, emotions are running real high right now, and the guys have got to be so jacked up. They want to come out and they want to do well, but they've also got to keep their emotions under control and play with that focused level that the Cougars have somehow managed to do all year, Scott. They never get too high and they never get too low. I think they might have come out just a little bit too high for the first time last week against Bettendorf in that semifinal game. Maybe they learned a little something from that experience.
Huge crowd here from Kennedy. Just big. Dwarfing Dowling.
And, you know, it's just nice to be able to look down, and in addition to this sea of green and gold, we can see some Washington and some Jefferson things in here, too, which that's very, very nice to see.
Kennedy will receive. They will move from right to left. And dropping back, good news already, Matt Gardner. He's well enough to return kicks. He'll go back there along with 22 Chase Baker. As Dowling will get set to kick it off, Alex Heeman will kick it away from the 40-yard line. Great to have you with us tonight. High school football one more time for the big gold trophy in Class 4A, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Kennedy moving right to left here. Far side, Matt Gardner. Near side will be Chase Baker. 4A state championship. Kennedy trying to win their first. Dowling trying to make history with three in a row, and we're underway. High, short, Gardner at the three. Coming to the left, to the 10, between defenders 15, and hit hard as he gets hit at the 19-yard line. And the first hit of the night put on by Tommy Wanick, a starting wide receiver also on special teams. 16-yard return, and it'll be first down for the Kennedy Cougars. Not the greatest field position, but okay for Nick Deere and company. That front four for Dowling, athletic, big, strong, and fast, especially the left-hand side. Cougars will go spread, three receivers right. Drawley the lone setback, Beyer split to the left side. Here's Deere, throws and incomplete to Beyer in the flat. And it looked like Beyer almost got his vision interrupted for a moment there, John, as the ball got near him.
Ball thrown low on the coverage there. Michael Zachary, the state champion wrestler last year from Dowling.
So it'll be second down and 10 as the Cougars go spread on their first look. Chase Baker in there as an extra wide receiver. Dylan Cooks is split to the left side. Twins to the right for Kennedy. On second down, here's Drolley on the sweep, and he slips as he went to make a cut. One going to go very far anyway, John. And the Dowling athleticism from the backside shows right away.
Yeah, even if he doesn't slip, he's going to get run down by the far side defensive end, number 98, who is just a load, that being Atlas Bell at 6'3", 245. But I'm here to tell you, he is ripped.
Third down coming up for the Cougars already. It'll be third down and 11 from the 18. Here's Deere off play action. Being chased, retreating, and throws it away, and that may be grounding. We shall see.
I don't think so. Drolley was pretty near that area.
And you can see how quick the two defensive ends were in there for Dowling, and it's a three and out for Kennedy.
Yeah, we've been talking about the pursuit of this front four on the defensive line for Dowling. Not a one of them started last year. Every one of them brand new to the defensive lineup, but they are just cat quick and oh so athletic.
Kennedy with Sean Beyer to punt. Gets the punt away. A very high and a good kick. Zachary back at the 35-yard line. Got running room to the 40. 45. Cuts it back at the 50. Look out. He's to the 40. Tripped up at the 35, and Beyer brings it down at the 34-yard line. Good kick, but outkicked his coverage, John.
Yes, he really did. And then he, like all good backs do, when he saw a little bit of over-pursuit on the part of the Cougars coming downfield, he cut back against the grain, and that left just Sean Beyer to run down the tackler. That goes back the distance.
So Zachary with a big-time return of 36 yards on a 51-yard punt by Beyer. Dowling's got it in Kennedy territory at the Cougar 34-yard line with the first down and 10. Here is the handoff coming left side, and nothing doing. Dumped down is Jason Zachary. Todd Gusta was there. Dallas Jacobus there as well.
That's Michael Zachary's younger brother, not to be confused with the one that we just had return the punt and was on the defensive coverage in Dowling secondary.
That's a 6'1", 210-pound younger brother. Walding in the shotgun. He's going to throw. Looks to the near side. Catch made at the 40-yard line. 35-30. And looked like there might have been a block in the back, but nothing called as the pass to Tommy Wanick.
Wide receiver screen to the wide side of the field. And it was thrown out beyond the number, so that was a very long pass. But good stock blocking by the wide receivers not involved in the catch.
Gain of 10. It's third down coming up for Dowling. Third and three. Walding on the quarterback draw. Has got the first down and more. 20 and down to the 19. Johnson Mader on the stop. But that's going to be a pickup of 8 and a Dowling first down.
And there's that quarterback keep out of the shotgun that we saw Ryan Boyle, now an Iowa Hawkeye, make a living on the last 2 years here. Walding not quite what Boyle is, but a very serviceable run.
Stacked up on the left side, stacked on the right side. Zachary the lone setback on first down. Here is the read option. Big hole Zachary up the middle. 15, 10 to the 5 and in. Touchdown. Not a good start for the Cougars.
Well, you and I talked earlier, Scott, about how if you're watching film from the semifinals, Bettendorf in the first half really gouged Kennedy's defense between the tackles. And so we knew the scouting report coming into this game was going to be they were going to probe in between the tackles early and often. And so far on that particular drive, Kennedy did not pass that test.
Took over a minute. Dowling gets the short porch. And they go 34 yards for the first touchdown of the game. And the extra point is up. And it's good. And with 9:42 to play here in the first quarter, Dowling strikes first. Maroon 7, Cougars nothing. Back with a kick in a minute. You're listening to High School Championship Football on KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about comfort care.
Yes, Bob, winning and comfort care go together. With the quality in-home services comfort care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for comfort care.
Go with a winner. Go with comfort care.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters. And you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Back at the Unidome, it looked easy for Dowling on their first offensive drive after the short porch and the big Michael Zachary punt return. 7-0, Heeman with the kick, and he's going to kick it high and short. And making the catch at the 28-yard line, Lucas Berry, and the senior fullback just pounds ahead as far as he could get and took it to about the 33, maybe the 34-yard line. Well, butterflies are out, but you're down 7-0.
Well, we talked about first down being huge for the offense of Kennedy, and last time they came out throwing the ball, which is against what they've done all season long, so we'll see what they've got in mind this time.
Damaris back in their I formation for Kennedy. Tight end Byer to the right side. They'll run it. Here comes Drawley, right, and cross the 35 and gets ahead to the 37-yard line. Goes for about 3. And it'll be second down and 7. Steven Johnson making the stop that time for the Maroon. So it'll be second and 7 up front. Wells, Bell, Mells, and Johnson. 260, 245, 270, 245.
Well, there's not an ounce of fat on any of them either.
Second down, short 7. Give to Damaris on the trap. Drags a tackler inside the 40, across the 40, I should say, and out to the 43-yard line.
Going to be close to a first down, but not the greatest spot in the world. Going to bring up about a yard, third and one.
But third and one, Kennedy can deal with. Third and 11, Kennedy does not deal with very well. Third and a yard, maybe even less than a yard from the 43-yard line. Full house backfield, Dowling shifting up front. Hand off to Jacobus, lost the football, picked up on a bounce, and it's going to be a touchdown for Dowling. All the way back and scoring for the Maroon, Ryan Mells. Bad handoff and never had a shot. And Mells got it in midair, John, and took it back 41 yards.
The handoff just never got put away between the exchange of the quarterback and the ball carrier. And Mells was just there to meet it. And that is the lineman's dream. He didn't even have to think about rumbling and bumbling and stumbling. It was just too easy.
And it's 13 to nothing, Dowling. As they are going to show a little bit of Kennedy here. And the old swinging gate. And they got the Cougars to jump on the extra point try. Man, Croachman against Kennedy. Well, if you're Brian White, you're waking up in the middle of the night right now with sweats and screaming. This is your worst nightmare.
Well, I'm not going to pretend to know what it's like to coach in a state championship game, but I do know this. I've coached in enough of them where when you're laying in bed the night before a big game, you do. You think about best-case scenario, and you think about worst-case scenario. And this isn't too far off of that second one.
As Kennedy going to be down in a hole 14 to nothing. More than likely in this big crowd on this side. And we're going to have another flag. And Brian White is either yelling at the officials or yelling at his guys. Not sure which one.
Yeah, that ball now, the tip of it, maybe 6 inches from the goal line.
They will.
Still going to kick.
Still going to kick, which surprises me. Why not go for two here? They'll show it, and they are going to go for two. Walding has it. They go to the swinging gate formation. Walding calling signals, fakes, goes up the middle, and didn't get there. Thrown back by the Cougar D. Jacobus, Mader, and Kaiser were right there. And it stays 13 to nothing.
Well, a minor victory on that point effort attempt.
41-yard fumble return for the score. And Dowling leads 13 to nothing. All right, John. You're Brian White. What do you say to the Kennedy Cougars right now?
See, the same thing you do whenever anything happens, no matter if it's the first game of the season or the state title game, Scott. You say, okay, we got to flush everything that's just happened to us, and the rest of the game starts right now. Don't carry over what negative things have just happened to us into the next play, into the next quarter. Come out and deal with what you can deal with. Control what you can control. And that's your effort and your execution from here on out.
Got to keep your heads up if you're a Kennedy.
What they could really use right now on this kick return is a nice midfield starting position and somebody like having a Matt Gardner back in the lineup. He's the kind of guy that can do it for you.
So Dowling has put two touchdowns up in the first 3 minutes and 32 seconds. And it's 13 to nothing over the Kennedy Cougars. As Heeman will approach and kick. High, deeper kick this time, and Gardner will have a chance at the 5. Comes left, angles that way to the 10. To the 15, tries to leap the pile and just got swallowed up at the 15. And Kennedy will have it right there. Got to get a first down. You got to get something to hang your hat on right here.
Yeah, right now, you just need to move the sticks a couple of times. Don't worry about anything else. Get some rhythm out there for your offense. Find a way to move the chains. Get some offense that you can go to your go-to plays right now and execute them.
High formation, slot right side for the Cougars. They'll hand it off second back through Drolley with a blocker in front. Slams the right side. Pretty good run of 5 out across the 20. Drolley gets to the 21. And it'll be second down and 5 coming up. So Kennedy's had a 3-and-out and a fumble on a third down play. That was only the 6th offensive play that Kennedy has run so far.
Well, to come out and pick up 6 yards on first down, that's a positive sign.
Actually, you're right, going to give him 6. Second down and 4, same play other way. Drolley hit right at the point of attack and stood up. He got stuffed there. And a lot of white shirts right there.
Coming off the bottom of the pile, number 91, Bronte Wells, 6'4", 260. It's a little slow to get up, though.
Steven Johnson also in there on the stop. Kennedy 0-for-2 on third downs. They desperately need one here. Cook, Coates, all to the left side. Trips that way. One setback. And back to throw is Deere. Throws in a flat incomplete. Tried to get it to Chase Baker. And just the pursuit and the closing that time by Jacob Hummel, the 6'2", 205-pound junior linebacker, caused that to be blown up.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's another 3-and-out as the punt team comes out for the Cougars. And the very dangerous Michael Zachary lined up back at about the 45-yard line of Dowling.
Deer is 0-for-3 tonight in passes. Byer to punt, gets a good snap, gets it away. End-over-end kick. And Zachary will let it go, takes a big Kennedy bounce inside the 20, inside the 10. He's going to retreat, pick it up at the 2-yard line. Comes up to the 10, far numbers, breaking tackles, 20. Runs into his own man, gets to the 25-yard line, and finally down at the 27. Well, he turned a mistake into something positive.
Well, you don't get to be a state wrestling champion without having a whole lot of fortitude and guts in you, and that's what Michael Zachary had when he picked that ball up inside his own 5-yard line. By the way, who did Michael Zachary beat in the first round at the state tournament last year?
You're going to have to enlighten me.
That'd be Kyle Briggs.
Ah.
Who then came back and ended up being a medalist anyway.
First down, Dowling at their own 27, up 13-0. Walling, the quarterback, empty backfield, gets a snap, throws the deep slant, and it's caught at the 40-yard line. Catch made by Szczynski. And Coates on the tackle, but it'll move the chains. Gained a 13 first down maroon.
Szczynski, a big target out there at wide receiver. 6'5". Soft hands.
Walding, 2-for-2 so far. 4 receivers. As they send a man in motion to the right, and they'll throw it to him. Catch made near side at the 40-yard line, and slipping ahead to the 42 that time was Wanick. As Gardner coming up and making the stop along with some other Cougars.
So instead of the ground and pound in between the tackles, Dowling kind of taking a different page out of their playbook and trying to get the ball out in space to different individuals one-on-one.
Second down and 8 from the 42. Kennedy of the three-man front off the fake read option. Walding throws and a wide open receiver on the far side. And catch made at the 40 down to the 35-yard line is Wanick. And he's got another Dowling first down.
Two receivers out in zone coverage out there. Very difficult, but easy for a quarterback to see two big white jerseys out there and only one green one. You pick the guy that you want to throw to, and he's wide open.
Kurt Walding, 4-for-4 so far, and he's got it at the Kennedy 34-yard line. Read option, handoff this time to Deskin, and he slams ahead for about 4 to the 30-yard line. Cole Deskin missed that Valley game, but he is back in there with his first carry in a while. He'll be the lone setback, no huddle. Stack twins left and right, and on the read option, tripped up in the backfield by Jacobus as Walding got away, and then Niemeyer brings him down right at the line of scrimmage.
See, now there's a play that recruiters need to be looking at Dallas Jacobus, because he came through there, and he single-handedly broke up the read option by hitting simultaneously both the quarterback and the ball carrier that was going to get it if the quarterback doesn't pull it out.
13-0 Dowling coming up on 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Third down, they run the read option. Walding on the fake, up the middle, pushing the pile, close to the first down. Gets to the 25, needed the 24. He's going to be about a yard short. And it'll be fourth and 1, and I don't see any reason why Dowling's not going to go for it.
Now, the offensive line for Dowling just coming off low and hard right now. And all over the five linebackers that are upstanding within a couple of yards of the line of scrimmage. So the linebacking crew for Kennedy has got to snort up inside there and get a stalemate at the line of scrimmage.
Fourth and less than a yard. Walding calling signals. Off the fake, going to keep it himself, going left side, leans ahead, going to be close.
I don't know if he got it.
I don't know if he did either. Coming up, making the stop.
He did not get that.
It was Jacobus.
That's going to be just short.
Going to depend on the spot. I think you're right, John. I think he's going to be a few inches short.
It's close enough for them to measure, but unless my baby blues are telling me something, I think it's just short.
Boy, this is huge for Kennedy, already down 13 to nothing.
Yeah.
And Kennedy holds.
Yeah. That ball's going over to Cougars. Defense holds for Kennedy. That a kid.
Now, that's something to hang your hat on.
Yes, it is.
You're wearing the green and gold.
Big, big stand there for the defense of Kennedy.
And, boy, do they need something to hang their hat on. First and 10, Kennedy down 13 to nothing here early. Cougars will have it and scrimmage from the 24-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. Coats that way. I formation for Kennedy. Here's Deer on the handoff. And coming left side is Drawley on the zone read, and not much. Back to the line of scrimmage. Kennedy's got to find Sean Beyer. We haven't said Sean Beyer's name in this game yet.
With the exception of a couple of tackles defensively. Now, right now, they're just going back to their bread and butter, the ground and pound, off tackle, bouncing it to the outside when that's open. And their defense for Dowling is reading full flow so hard. You've got literally 9 and 10 jerseys wherever Drawley goes, setting up counter, setting up reverse. A lot of things are open.
Split backs, pro set formation. Here's a toss to Drawley, gets it to the 25 and backs his way to the 30-yard line. And it'll be a third down and 5 coming up. And making the stop that time for Dowling coming up was Michael Zachary.
Well, I watched Beyer on that particular play. He went the opposite way of the ball and was out in the flat all alone.
I think Kennedy's going to make some hay with the counter. We'll see. Here's the quick pitch. Here comes Beyer trying to get to the outside and spinning away, still on his feet, and he's got a first down. To the 39-yard line. That was all Sean Beyer right there.
But I think Brian White heard you from up here, Scott.
First down, and Kennedy gets their first third down conversion.
Well, you want to talk about an athlete's competitive nature. It was all on display on that run. A lesser athlete would have gone down 5 yards shy of where Sean Beyer finally had to stop.
Called a gain of 10 for Beyer. First down, Cougars. On the 40-yard line, down 13-0, 3:06 to play here in the first quarter. Split backs, receivers left and right, counter give, Beyer up the middle, and again, spinning his way to the 45-yard line. Spun off that first hit, and the tackle in there for Dowling. And coming up with it, as they're already into their second teamers, is Schiedenhelm, 6'2", 210-pound backup linebacker.
Austin Coates coming in with the play here. There's a lot of different ways he can get involved in the offense for Kennedy as well.
Second down, 5 for the Cougars. After their initial first down, tight end right side was Bailey. Deer off the fake. He's back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Running to the right side. Dan chased and goes out of bounds. And he'll get about a yard out of it. Yeah, I can't find the words to describe how quick Dowling's front four is.
They are just cat-like. And the size and athleticism, if you take a look at them, if you're just listening to us on the radio and you can't see them, they're ripped. They've got very big thighs, narrow hips and waists, big shoulders and arms. Just the athleticism is incredible.
Third down, long 4, Byron motion right to left. Deer under center, and he's back to throw. He's being chased, retreats, down he goes. Had no chance. Jacob Hummel just throws him down back at, well, inside the 30 down to the 28. That's going to be a loss of 18.
Well, that's just good coaching on the part of Dowling to know down and distance and tendencies, because they blitzed that backer right into where Deer was rolling out.
Kennedy all the way back to the 28. Zachary drops, single safety back at the 30. Minute 45 to play here in the first quarter. Rush coming. Beyer gets it away. A knuckleball kick. And we got a flag down. Beyer was roughed. Now, was he ran into or roughed?
It was not roughed. It was a personal foul, unsportsmanlike. He just, the number 54 for Dowling came up after the punt was well away and just chucked him in the chest with both of his hands.
So we'll see what this is about. If Kennedy will keep the ball. Craig Snyder having a little problem with the microphone here.
I think it's going to be a personal foul, and it's going to be an automatic first down.
Yep. Well, is it automatic, though?
From the previous spot. Should be enough for a first down.
Well, it won't be, though.
It's going to be just short, isn't it?
Yep. Still going to be short. Still going to be fourth down and about seven.
And now you're up closer to midfield, though. And I'm going to tell you what, Mr. Beyer could take off a run.
It is not an automatic first down. So it'll be fourth and seven still. And they will put it, they'll mark it right in the middle of the field at the 43.
Do not discount the possibility that Sean Beyer might just take a look downfield. And if he sees any kind of an opening, he will take off.
Now Beyer, and trust me, Dowling knows he can do that too. And they got a lot. They got their defense still out there, and Zachary back. So this is the punt safe here. Beyer will kick it away again. Again, angles it toward the far side. Zachary at the 15 comes up the numbers to the 20, stops and brought down this time at the 23. Better kick coverage that time by the Cougars.
And Tom Wilson wisely decided to keep number 54 off of the field there for that punt return.
That is a 42-yard punt after a 77-yard punt that Beyer got off. And minute 27 to play here in the first quarter. Dowling will have it on the 23-yard line. So that little glimmer that Kennedy had went extinguished real quick.
Defense for Kennedy bent but did not break on the last series. They've got to find a way to get the ball back to their offense again.
Deskin out of there in motion. Walling throws the middle and almost intercepted off the deflection. Deflected by, guess who, Brandon Niemeyer, and Jesse Price almost got a freebie at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it was possible. Brandon Niemeyer could have had another pick yet this season.
So it's second down and 10. And well, so you make your breaks, but so far the breaks are going Dowling's way. Second down and 10. They empty the backfield. Walden the throw. Pass tipped in the air, and Todd Gusta almost got an interception. Time that leap perfectly into the air and almost came up with it for Kennedy.
The slant pattern that Gusta read perfectly. Ball was thrown extremely hard, or he comes up with that.
Third and 10, Cougars on defense, starting to get the crowd fired up. Three-man front. Third and 10 from the 23. Walding back to throw. Flushed out of the pocket. Now he's going to run to the 25 and hit hard and pushed back by Kubovec at about the 25-yard line.
Hit hard by Garrett Kubovec, and Johnson Mader in there to take him on the low side.
And Dowling will have to punt. So we're under a minute to play here in the opening quarter of play. From their own 26.
Kennedy's style of play on defense, if nothing else right now, getting a little more physical, bringing some of that nasty they like to talk about.
Alex Heeman to punt. Line of scrimmage to the 26-yard line. Good snap. And gets it away. A high kick. Very high. Coates will let it bounce at the 40. Tells everybody to get away. And it takes a little bit of a Kennedy bounce. And it will touch up at the 38. 36-yard punt that time, but no return. Cougars will have it with 28 seconds remaining on the 38-yard line. Big stop, though, for Kennedy.
Yeah, twice in a row here. Defense is holding serve on their last two possessions. Now it's time for the offense to come out. Get something on the board. Even if they would get downfield and kick a field goal to get something on the board, that would be a huge lift for the Cougars.
First down, Kennedy, near side hash mark at the 38. Send a man in motion. They'll toss it that way to Drolley. Couple blockers in front, but the door closes quickly. As back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. We said last week, I don't think Kennedy's going to be able to run laterally against this team. And they haven't so far, except for Byers' run.
Your description is perfect when you say the door closes so quickly. You know, how many times this year have we seen Drolley either cut that up through a little seam and run north-south or bounce it to the outside for some extra yardage and outflank teams? This Dowling defense, you're not able to even get that crease inside or bounce it to the outside and outflank them.
Into the first quarter. After one, West Des Moines Dowling 13, Cedar Rapids Kennedy nothing. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to coverage of the 4A State Championship here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back at the Uni Dome, Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Alex Kuhn with you as we get ready to start the second quarter. 13-0 Dowling. First quarter total yards, 86 for the Maroons, 16 for Kennedy. Here's Beyer on the keeper from under center. Just burrows his way for two up to the 40-yard line. Literally had to. Beyer's third carry, he's got 17 yards.
Not only is Dowling's defensive pursuit unreal, Scott, but they just play so fundamentally sound on defense, they will not allow you to outflank them. They always have somebody out there to set the edge if you're going to try and run around them that'll funnel you back into where all the other white jerseys can clean up.
Third down, Beyer under center. Full house backfield for Kennedy on third down and eight. Beyer to throw. He's got Drolley open. Drolley on the flat, and he overthrew him. Incomplete. Drolley on the wheel route. And he was wide open for about 10 yards.
Beyer just overled him just a little bit. That was going to go the distance as there was nobody within 10 yards of Drolley had he brought that in.
So Kennedy will have to punt it right back to Dowling as Zachary will drop back at about the 15 to get the Beyer punt on fourth and eight. And Beyer with the rugby-style punt. No, he's going to take it himself. Trying to turn the corner. 40, 45, 50. He's got the first down in the Dowling territory. Got a great block on the corner there and turned it up to the Dowling 36.
Yeah, we just talked about that. Beyer's one of those competitors that, you know, he's going to look at things and he's going to say, if I've even got a sniff at taking this game in my own hands, I'm going to do that. And the Dowling crowd right now furious that they didn't get a block in the back call, but I don't see any Yankees on the ground.
First and 10, Cougars, 36-yard line. Coates and Gardner to the right side. They'll run it out of the eye. Deer under center. Long count. Hand off. Drolley up the middle. A little stop and go move. And Drolley fighting his way for about three. And we got a flag down on the far side.
Over on the Dowling sideline, about as far away from the play as you can get.
And we'll see what Craig Snyder has here. Going to be a legal procedure, a little false start on Kennedy.
Brian White out on the field asking for an explanation with his hands out to both sides. Nobody wanting to acknowledge him right now.
Oh, back it up five and make it first and 15. We shall see.
If, in fact, the ball goes over to the Cougars, What are you waiting for? Call it.
Yeah, he's picking it up and waving it off. This is going to be Kennedy's off. Scott, the defense for Kennedy is getting stronger as this game goes on right now.
Kind of like what we saw through the first 2 weeks of the year.
It is. It's exactly what it is. They're just, it's like they came out of the blocks a little bit slow and stumbled in terms of their physicality and their aggressive nature, but they're starting to make up for it now.
Cougars get it right back with 5:20 to play here in the first half, down 13 to nothing. And they will scrimmage from the left hash mark. Beyer will be at quarterback with Drolley on his right hip. Gets the shotgun snap, going to take it himself, following Drolley, nothing. And a penalty flag comes in late as Jacob Hummel again in there on the stop. And this is probably going to be a hold on Kennedy. We'll see. Nope, face mask. 5-yard face mask against Dowling.
Thank you very much.
So
first and five again.
That's three penalties at 20 yards now on the Maroon. So first and four now.
Well, and if Kennedy just had gotten three on the board and finds a way to get another seven on right here, I mean, they're right back in the game at that point.
It's first and four. Now the board's got it right. Under five to play. Clock rolling. Three receivers to the right side. Chase Baker in there along with Dylan Cook and Austin Coates. Beyer still in the shotgun. Calling signals. Gets it. Takes it right, but we've got a stoppage and a penalty flag, and Kennedy may have ran out of time. Delay a game on Kennedy.
Well, they're going to give it right back to him.
Well, back him up five, so like that face mask never happened.
We're going to get a timeout here, Dowling.
Yep, timeout. Maroon will talk it over as we have 4:48 to play here in the first half. Dowling, 13. The Kennedy Cougars, nothing. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the 4A State Championship game here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
After the turnover, Kennedy has it at the Dowling 20. Maroon scored two touchdowns, in case you're joining us late. Within the first 3 minutes and 30 seconds of this game, Dowling, after a big punt return by Zachary, gave it to Jason Zachary. Capped off a 34-yard drive, making it 7-0 on a 19-yard run. And now Hummel's going to have to come out of the game, I think, with some blood on his uniform or on his skin. And then Kennedy, on their second possession, Mells came up with a deflected handoff in the air and took it 41 yards for a touchdown. Extra point, though. They went for two, came up empty, and it's 13-0. And since then, it's been an even Steven football game. Kennedy off the turnover. They've got it first down and nine. Deer back at quarterback. He's going to throw right side. Going for Beyer in the end zone. A jump ball. And Beyer, did he come up with a yes? He outleaped the secondary. Touchdown, Cougars.
21-yard fade into the right corner of the end zone. And that's a mismatch that's going to be there all night. 6-4 on 5-9.
Kennedy gets the touchdown. And the Cougars right back in it at 13-6.
Wouldn't it be nice to have that 3 points from the field goal they did not attempt?
And now I think we Cougars are looking for another player here. It'll be Lewis to snap. B.J. White to hold for Alex Stone's extra point try. Two sophomores here on the back end of it. Extra point kick is up and good. 4:41 to play here in the first half, and dare I say Uncle Mo's got a green jersey on, John.
Well, it's like it took Kennedy's physical genes inside their bodies about two possessions to get unleashed, and now they're starting to play like the Kennedy team that we've seen all season long. They've got some confidence. Now they know that they can play with these guys, and I think
some of the little chippy unsportsmanlike physicality that Dowling had with them there actually was a big favor. Helped get Kennedy kind of pissed off a little bit and fighting back.
So the Cougars back now within one score at 13-7 with 4:41 to play. How big now is it for the Kennedy defense to come up with a stop? You got the momentum now. If you're the Cougars, you can't give it back.
They're getting stronger defensively, Scott. The last three defensive possessions in a row, they've kept points off of the board for Dowling. So they're getting stronger with each time that they go out on the field. What they've got to do right now is they've got to solidify that run game that's between the tackles, because that's where Dowling thinks they can make their money and keep these chains moving.
Aaron Craw, Michael Zachary back. Twin safeties at about the 5-yard line to get the Alex Stone kick. The young sophomore has it teed up at the 40-yard line. And the approach, and he will squib it. Keeps it on the ground. Couple of hops picked up by one of the upbacks. And taking it across the 40 to the 41-yard line. That time for Dowling, I think, was Szczynski. Nope, check that. 88, Sarcone. He'll take it to the 41. So good field position there for Dowling. You obviously, Dowling wants, or Kennedy wants to keep it away from Michael Zachary. Dowling offense, right now, time of possession, John.
Yeah,
15 minutes, 11 seconds for Kennedy to 5:22 for Dowling.
Dowling, it's been a long time since Dowling's offense was out here on the field.
Wanick out to the left side, one receiver to the right, high snap, Walding on the handoff, Zachary slipped, kept his footing, turned it upfield, and gets across the 45, pinballed around and gets to the 48. And in there, Todd Gusta, Mason Jacobs on the stop for the Kennedy Cougars. But that's a gain of 8. And second down and 2 upcoming. Right now, Pape, Jacobs, and Jacobus up front. Kennedy rotates, folks, out of the shotgun. Here is the handoff. Nope, keeper by Walding. Faked me out, and he's got a first down off the right side into Kennedy territory. Dives down to the Cougar 46.
That read option keep, when you don't stay on your option responsibility, is a great offensive play. And Walding's wanted a long line of Dowling quarterbacks to make that work.
Szczynski, Wanick, and Walding. And Billings, I beg your pardon, all out to the left. One receiver to the right. Kennedy showing blitz. Walding up the middle on the little delay. And Jacobus brings him down along with Gustav at the 40. Also in there, Kubovec on the stop for Kennedy. But that's 6 more.
Defensive coordinator Kyle Knox been sending Johnson Mader on stunts through A-gap and B-gap on either side. And it just seems like every time he sent him through one of those, Dowling runs to the opposite side.
Second down and 4, long count. Walding on the handoff. Zachary going to the left side, and submarines his way for a first down. Niemeyer, Coates, and Mader on the stop at the 33, but that'll move the chains on a gain of 7 as we're down to 3:14 to play in the first half.
Well, you just watch the angle blocking and the way that the Dowling linemen come off, the great angle that they have coming up underneath the pads of the Cougars and just keeping their feet moving throughout the entire block.
First down, 33-yard line. Quarterback draw, Walding caught from behind and taken down. Short gain, maybe about a yard. Nolan Remidko leading the charge that time for the Cougars, a junior linebacker.
Great job by Sam Pape of blowing that up right at the line of scrimmage.
We'll pick our player of the game, brought to you by Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor at the end of this one, as Kennedy's going to get a timeout. We'll take one as well with the Cougars. 2:46 to play here in the second quarter. Dowling 13, Kennedy 7, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Back at the Uni Dome, 2:46 remaining before halftime. All kinds of presentations coming up. We told you about the Players Hall of Fame class that will be going in a little bit earlier on today during the brief moments of respite we had in the Mount Vernon game.
And we've got a station presentation to give away, too.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me. Second down, long eight. Shotgun Walding. Here comes the blitz. Hand off to Zachary. Got a good block. Tries to get to the outside. And Remitko brought it down on an ankle solo tackle right at the line of scrimmage. Boy, it looked like that was going to go for a while, and Remitko just shot out of nowhere.
Solid tackle by Nolan Remitko. Only thing he could do was go for the ankles and try and stop that momentum, and that's exactly what he did.
Listening to high school state championship football, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City. Third down and eight. Walding on the handoff. Zachary upended. Brandon Niemeyer well short of the first down at the 28. That'll be a pickup of about three, but it's going to bring up fourth down and about seven.
Dowling well in four down territory if they so choose to go with this. They've got about 5 yards to pick up the first down, so this could be another bend but not break situation for Kennedy's defense if they can hold.
I think we're going to see a Dowling. Tom Wilson's going to call timeout. Andre Meeks over there, the former Waterloo Columbus coach. He won a state championship.
This is too far to kick a field goal, Scott. They're going to go for it.
Timeout Dowling with a minute 33 to play here in the first half.
You're looking at a 45-yard field goal.
Even
if you
kicker,
decide to kick it, and I know they've got a good kicker. I was watching him in warmups. But a 45-yard kick from the right hash, that's no gimme.
I think you're right. I think Dowling's going to go for it. Maybe try a little pass off that read option. We shall see. Coming up at halftime, we'll go over the halftime numbers for you. We'll also have a presentation from our Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate tour, our Allegiant Airlines giveaway. We'll have that coming up at halftime.
Somebody's got a little flight to, I'm going to guess, somewhere warm coming up here, and you may hear your name very shortly.
That's right. Well, Dowling breaks the huddle, and they do have the kicker out there. That is Alex Heeman, who's going to try a 45-yard field goal from the right hash mark, 45-yard attempt. Yep, now they're going to line up to go for it here. Movement all over the place, and now Walding back in there. They're going to go with the swinging gate look. Same play, same formation. They went for two. Walding off the fake. Chase throws up field. And man wide open. 10-5 touchdown. Sosinski open. Or Sarcone, the tight end, was wide open. He just went right down the seam and nobody picked him up.
That was a swinging gate where you've got a lot to account for defensively. Very easy for one man to slip through there and be unaccounted for. And Stevie Sarcone, big target, just slipped out there into that little seam and got the ball thrown to him right about at the goal line.
That was a well-conceived play there by Tom Wilson. And Dowling at least showing that they're going to kick the extra point. And they will kick the point after trying. It's up and good. And that's a backbreaker.
Well, one of the things that's tough on the defense there is you've got the mindset that they're coming out, they're going to kick this field goal. So you get yourself in tune to do that, and then they pull the rug out from underneath you.
I like Charlie Brown having the Lucy take the football away on the field field goal attempt. It's 20-7 Dowling with a minute 27 to play here in the opening half. We will take a 30-second break and come back for the kickoff right after this here on KGYM.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports, they're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids or go to solbergsandmore.com.
Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
On the line of scrimmage.
Back with you here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. During that timeout, Brian White was chewing pretty good on the near side official. Yeah. He did not think that was a legal formation.
Yeah, well, we're speculating that perhaps, and we'll get another look at that, I'm guessing, at some point in this game, but perhaps they don't have enough guys on the line of scrimmage for that to be a valid formation.
Here's the approach by Heeman, and he'll just keep it on the ground. The line driver picked up on one hop by Damaris. And good job by the Kennedy fullback taking it from the 30 to the 35-yard line. Looked like one of Brett Hoyer's infielders right there, right below us.
Speaking of Brett Hoyer, he is sitting right in front of us.
Yep. Son Braden. First down, Kennedy. Gardner out to the left side, and one receiver, Coates, to the right. Minute 23 to play. Cougars with only one timeout. They'll run it out of the eyes. And a bad snap, a bad exchange, and it's going to be the second fumble return of the night for Dowling. Can you believe it?
And this time I believe it was Atlas Bell. Just never got the handoff in Drawley's breadbasket. The ball bounced down on the ground in the backfield and right up to Bell, the big defensive lineman, who just ambled into the end zone.
My goodness. Attilas Bell takes it back, 32 yards. Second fumble return for a touchdown. And it's now, just like that, 26 and make it 27-7. And that just, that's not even a dagger. That's just a double gut punch right there.
I can't count one time during the regular season when we saw Kennedy have a botched handoff in the backfield, and we've had two in this game, both of which, fortuitously for Dowling, bounced straight up off of the turf and into the breadbasket of one of their defensive linemen who run it in untouched.
Well, the first one just went right into the breadbasket. That one bounced straight up.
That's so frustrating.
But
just rip your guts out.
You're Kennedy, you're making, we talked in the pregame about plus minus. Dowling,
yes.
Plus 14. Kennedy was right up there as well in that range. And right now, Kennedy is a big,
you know, you could,
minus two.
You could live with it, Scott, if it wasn't an unforced error. It's just so uncharacteristic of them to miss a handoff.
And Kennedy will now get it back down 27-7. But when you're playing in this stage and you got the bright lights on you, weird things happen.
Yes, they do.
High kick. Tyler Jacobs will field it at the 18-yard line to the 20. Makes one man miss. Cuts back to the right and surrounded at the 23-yard line. One timeout, minute 10 to go. And it's a 27-7 lead for the Maroon. And this thing was 13-7 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, this is a tough, tough situation to find yourselves in. I mean, playing one of the premier teams in the state who does this year in and year out, to hand them 14 points, that's just very tough.
Hand off to Drawley, breaks one tackle as he takes it up the middle, crosses the 25 and gets to the 26. Dowling with only one timeout left, and they're not taking it as we go under a minute to play here in the first half. Drawley goes for three, and it's been tough. 19 yards unofficially so far for Tyler Drawley. Second down, 7. Could be the final play of the quarter and the half upcoming. And off Drawley, going left this time, just slams right into the middle of that Dowling line. And making the stop, Bronte Wells. And that'll be a gain of 2, and Kennedy doesn't have to run another play. Well, it's been turnovers, John.
No doubt about it.
Unforced turnovers.
Two fumbles on snaps that were just gifts to defensive linemen for Dowling, who ambled into the end zone. And I think one of those PATs was missed, but to just hand the Dowling team 13 points, I don't know if you can recover from that, Scott.
Halftime score, Dowling 27, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 7. We will take a one-minute break. Come back, talk halftime with you from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, and we'll do it right after this on KGYM.
When Tim and Terry Dickens were kids, if they came home and told their dad future customers of Hertzien & Stonker Jewelers would shop on a computer, Willa probably would have said it was just a lot of gobbledygook. But times do change. Now the Dickens family invites you to shop at HertzienAndStockerJewelers.com. Shop with PayPal, and you decide whether you want to pop into Hertzien & Stonker Jewelers to pick up your treasure or have it sent to you instead. And don't fret, because even in this brave new world, Hertzien & Stonker still offers free gift wrap. You can even become a member of the Hertzien & Stonker VIP Club at HertzienAndStockerJewelers.com. It's like the perfect marriage of modern shopping and old-timey service. Open your browser window and go to HertzienAndStockerJewelers.com or stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertzien & Stonker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. No matter how you shop, Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate are always around.
Back in the Uni Dome here in Cedar Falls, 27-7 lead for West Des Moines Dowling over the Kennedy Cougars, and they're going to have the Iowa Hall of Fame, the Players Hall of Fame, coming up here. We told you about the award recipients a little bit earlier on today, and good group going in. Bud Legg's down there, and he will emcee this coming up at the halftime break. And Kennedy finding themselves down 27-7, giving Dowling two touchdowns, handing them two touchdowns, or this will be a closer game at halftime, but you got to deal with the cards that are laid on the table for you.
You know, and at this point, I was watching head coach Brian White after the last second ticked off of halftime on the clock. And you know, he went out and he had a couple of things that he just wanted to talk about with the officials very briefly. He wasn't animated or getting in their face or anything like that. And then he went along with one of the other assistant coaches, very slowly made his way to the tunnel to meet with his team. And I think he was trying to collect his thoughts, Scott, but, and I don't want to presume to know what he's going to say to them, but, you know, you can't go back and take away what's been done. All you can do is say to your team, we've got 24 minutes left to control what we can control. And there are certain things we've got to clean up, but our intensity levels come up. The physicality that we're playing with is back where it should be. Starting to get some momentum offensively. I mean, goodness, they took the ball down and scored on their last drive before that fumble on the Beyer 21-yard touchdown pass. So they're finding some ways to be successful on both sides of the ball. They've just got to put an entire half together. They're not going to come out and play as bad a half as they did in the first half. They're not going to turn the ball over as many times and make as many mistakes. So it's got to get better for them. And they got to hope that, you know, Dowling's going to come out and maybe have a little bit of this is over, and we don't really need to do a whole lot more but collect our trophy and go home. And if they can come out and make this game in a second half, clean up the mistakes, execute, play at that high level of intensity that they have off and on here in the second quarter, there's still time to do this.
Kennedy made some hay when they got Sean Beyer included into the offensive scheme there in the first half. And that's when Kennedy got percolating a little bit.
Well, it's almost as if head coach Brian White heard you somehow through our airwaves here, because no sooner did you say they've got to find a way to get Beyer involved, and all of a sudden they've got they're throwing to him, they've got him passing the ball, running sweeps and all sorts of other things. Now, you got to go to the guys that have let you dance this entire season, and they've been doing that with Drolley, but there's no doubt that Dowling's front four and their inside linebacking crew are just keying on Drolley right now, and they're doing a good job of shutting him down. So that means you got to go out to Beyer, because he's your other big playmaker.
And for Kennedy, right now, total yardage for the Cougars, 97 yards in the first half and 160 for West Des Moines Dowling. Let's take a look at the halftime numbers here. Dowling on top, 27-7. As I mentioned, total yardage, 160 for Dowling, 97 for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. For Dowling, 83 in the ground, 77 through the air. Kurt Walding in the first half, 5 of 7 for 77 yards and one touchdown. Tommy Wanick has caught 3 for 36. Steve Sarcone has caught 1 for 28 and the touchdown. And Szczynski has caught 1 for 13. On the ground, Jacob Zachary has carried it 6 times for a total of 33 yards. Cole Deskin has carried it 4 times for 21 yards. And Walding has carried it a total of 8 times for 29 yards in the first half of play. Dowling with 8 first downs in the ball game and 3 penalties for a total of 20 yards. The only sack of the game so far, and Dowling so far with 1 turnover. For Kennedy here in the first half for the Cougars, 97 total yards, 56 on the ground, 41 through the air. Nick Deer in the first half was 3 of 7 for 41 yards and the one touchdown. And also Tyler Drolley with one catch for 4 yards. Sean Byer, 2 grabs for 37 yards and the touchdown. On the ground so far, Sean Byer leading the way. He's carried it 7 times for a total of 50 yards. Tyler Drolley has carried 13 times for 18 yards. They actually gave him that loss on that second fumble. So he's carried it for only 18 yards, and there's been downs on a specific drive this year where Drolley has had more than that.
Yeah, there's times when he'll get 18 yards just on first down alone.
Kennedy, I've got him for 6 first downs. Officially, they have them for 5 and 2 penalties so far in the Cougars for a total of 10 yards. 2 turnovers, and they've led both not only to points eventually, but points right away for the Maroon of West Des Moines Dowling. The third down conversions right now, Dowling is 1 of 4 in the game, and Dowling is 1 for 1, or check that, 1 for 2 on the fourth down tries. And Kennedy so far, Cougars, I've got them 2 for 8 on third down tries, and Kennedy is 1 for 2 on fourth down tries in the game. And time of possession so far, hey, I've got Kennedy with a little more than they have. I've got Kennedy with a total, well, check that, of 15 minutes and 38 seconds to 8:36. No, that's not right. I got to do my math here, John. 15:24 to 8:36. So I did have it right on the button right there. But Kennedy's held it twice as long as Dowling, and they're still down by 20 points at halftime.
Yeah, and most of that was courtesy of a couple of drives in the second half where they finally got some rhythm, and it felt like they got their feet underneath them, and a little bit of that momentum from the defense came over onto the offense, but it's just been sporadic, and they haven't been able to really find any rhythm for the entire half.
Halftime score, 27-20, or 27-7. I beg your pardon, in favor of West Des Moines Dowling. Again, tomorrow night, high school girls basketball kicks off here on KGYM. Looking forward to that. We've got 2 games for you. We'll have for you coming up on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, the season opener for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Hawks will entertain the Muscatine Muskies tomorrow night as Josh Bentley opens up his second year. You're going to see Coach Mark Bliss's daughter play a little basketball tomorrow.
How about that?
Yeah, see Mr. Bliss and say hi to him.
And God bless.
There you go. And also tomorrow, Clear Creek Amana hosts Amana on 106.3 FM. And that will be both of those games beginning at 7:30. We're going to take a 1-minute break, come back, have more halftime for you here from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. 27-7, Dowling on top of the Kennedy Cougars at the break. Back after this on KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. And that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
Back with you at the Union Dome, Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Alex Kuhn. 27-7 is our score at the break. As the Kennedy Cougars were down 13-7, and then a big, big turn of events. Dowling went down, scored on a fourth down, fake field goal formation. Got the touchdown pass to Sarcone. And then after that, Dowling got the fumble return for the touchdown, second one in the first half, and they lead it 27-7. We had our tailgate tours again this year. That was presented by the Eastern Iowa Airport, and all during those tailgate tours at all the different stops, we asked people and the kids to register their parents for a possibility of winning a grand prize that we're going to give away right now from Allegiant Airlines, from Allegiant. And the winner, I believe, is going to get a trip on Allegiant for somewhere during spring break.
Who wouldn't want that?
I'd like it. I know that. But we had all the winners. We put them in a big fishbowl. And then I don't know if Kelly Lala pulled the winner out or she had somebody do it. And it's all, you know,
on the up and up.
All on the up and up. No doubt about that. But a big thanks to both the Eastern Iowa Airport and Allegiant. They were two of the big sponsors and the presenting sponsors of our Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate tour. Looking forward to it again next year. It's always a lot of fun. Mark and I are out there. We have a good time.
Yes, you do.
Kids have a great time.
Yes, they do.
There's nothing left when you're done.
Yes.
So we had all of the people sign up, and we are going to let you know right now who our winner is. And our winner comes from our tailgate tour.
Drum roll.
Our Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate tour at Marion.
Okay. Indians, listen up.
So if you were there, you have a chance to go somewhere warm. We hope warm.
Marion Indians, are you listening?
We cannot guarantee weather. And our winner this year of the giveaway from Allegiant is Jamie Shaw from Marion. So congratulations to Jamie and her family. She will be, they will be heading off somewhere a lot warmer probably than I'll be.
Now I'm going to guess Jamie Shaw is going to pick from Las Vegas. I believe they fly nonstop to Las Vegas.
Phoenix,
I think
Mesa.
They go, yes, and I believe they also go to Fort Myers, if I remember right.
I've been to Fort Myers. I have been to Mesa. And they were both wonderful flights.
Especially when you don't have to stop and change planes.
Indeed. So congratulations to Jamie. Thanks to everybody at Allegiant and the Eastern Iowa Airport for helping us out throughout the tailgate tour with that promotion. 27-7 here at halftime as the festivities going on. As right now they are honoring the playoff coaches out there. They are lined up at the 30-yard line as they are getting their certificates. I see some familiar faces out there. Brian White's better half out there accepting for
That's
the
right.
Kennedy Cougars.
Very nice, since he's a little busy right now.
Yep, definitely a little busy out there. But all right, John, put yourself in the Kennedy locker room in there. You did a lot of good things in that second quarter, but then you've got just three big plays that got away from you.
Well, got to stop shooting themselves in the foot. You know, you've done some good things offensively, although it took a while to get on track. You've done some very nice things defensively. Bend but not break has worked very, very well in the second quarter especially. It just took them a little while to get untracked in terms of the physical nature of the game that they're used to playing. They came out and tried to finesse just a little bit too much. They forgot about that nasty that their coaching staff likes them to bring to it. I think they got to come out here in the second half, Scott, and they've just got to play with some reckless abandon. for many of them, the seniors, of which is the majority of the team, a lot of these guys are never going to get a good chance to play football again, at least not the way that they're going to play it with the pads on. They're going to take these pads off, and they're never going to get a chance to hit somebody again. You got to come out, and you got to get everything you can. But at the same time, you've got to play disciplined. And that's what Kennedy's strength has been all year long, their focus, their ability to not make the mistakes. Those are the things that eluded them in the first half. Pretend it's a 0-0 game right now, not 27-7. Just come out and win that second half. And if you find yourself within striking distance in the fourth quarter, hold on tight. Let the chips fall where they may. See if you can get it done. Because Kennedy sticks around, they could have a puncher's chance at the end, Scott.
And I'm sure that's what Brian White is going over exactly right now in the locker room. And you got a little bit extra time here, of course, at the 4A championship game. And I'm sure Kennedy needs that extra time to go over all the stuff that they need to go over here, especially, defensively, it hasn't been bad. You hold Dowling to 160 and a half. You know, you're doing good things on the defensive side of the football.
And in the second quarter, offensively, you're dominating the time of possession. You're moving the ball down the field. But you get inside the five-yard line and you come away without any points. I mean, I know you can't look back. You got to flush that stuff all out. But if they find themselves with that opportunity again in the second half, they got to come away with seven. And if not, they got to come away with at least three.
Dowling on the field. Kennedy making their way out in the field as well, coming up here, as the Cougars down 27-7 here at the halftime break. And Dowling will get the ball first to start festivities here in the third quarter. Kennedy in the championship game for the first time in school history, as the Cougars make their way out here. And we're going to get a fresh 3 minutes here and put on the board. So with that in mind, we'll go ahead and step aside and take a one-minute break and come back and get you ready for the second half kickoff between Dowling and Kennedy. 27-7, Maroon on top, back after this on KGYM.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Built by Pros congratulates the Cougars, the Mustangs, and the Regals on a fantastic football season.
You may not know it, but Built by Pros are the professionals who designed and built many of the sports complexes in the area, plus hospitals, offices, manufacturing facilities, and a lot more. There are literally hundreds of careers with local union building trades and commercial contractors right here at home. Visit with Built by Pros to find out more about building opportunities for you. Check them out at builtbypros.com.
Well, they're doing a little photo op down there in the end zone, the south end zone there. The 4A playoff coach is getting their pictures taken.
A little different this year, Scott, in that this being a school night, not as many of the qualifying coaches as would usually show up had the chance to come up here, especially those from Western Iowa, I would guess.
Yeah, there's not as many. Mark Bliss is here, though. Good to see Mark. Saying hi to his new brethren here at the state football playoffs.
And I'll guarantee you that as we await sometime in January the new district pairings, there's a lot of 4A teams that do not want to see Cedar Rapids Prairie's offense in their districts.
That was fun to watch.
Oh, my.
We're going to hear from Kennedy's head coach, Brian White, coming up after the game. We'll bring that to you. We'll also have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. Winners earlier on today, Iowa City, Regina. Brent Balbinot, Gary Fickleton, Warner called that game for you. Regina, 35-28 winner over Western Christian. And in the Wild 2A Wild West shootout, 70-56. Yes, if you join us late, Spirit Lake beats a game Mount Vernon team 70-56 in the 2A state championship. And now Kennedy, well, you throw caution in the way. You got nothing to lose coming in. You really got nothing to lose now, John.
You know what I'd be thinking if I were one of the seniors on this Kennedy team, Scott? I'd just be saying to myself, I'm going to go out and I'm going to hit people until the whistle is over. And I'm going to hit people as hard as I possibly can, as legally as I can, but I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to leave everything out on the field, and I'm going to have no regrets. If that means that we get back into the game and we have a puncher's chance at the end to try and just hang around, stay close, and find a way to scratch out a victory, then great, then we do that. But if not, I'm going to leave no regrets, because I'm probably never going to get to play this game at the level that I am right now with the physicality that I'm able to. I'm just going to hit as many people as I can.
Kennedy, maybe onside kick to start this half?
And why not? I mean, at this point, Brian White's not afraid to roll the dice either. He's got a gambler's mentality. He knows what his team's capable of, and if they've got a decent chance of doing it, I think he might try it.
I wouldn't be shocked to see it here. Kennedy will kick off from left to right. And back deep for Dowling, they will send Michael Zachary and Aaron Craw. Craw, junior, 180-pounder. Michael Zachary, 5'8", 115, a senior, but don't go by that. As rugged as they come, state wrestling champ from last year. Here we go, Alex Stone to kick it off the second half. 27-7, Dowling on top. Stone with the approach, and he will kick it deep. And Kennedy's offside. And that will cost the Cougars 5 yards. Somebody a little anxious over on the far side.
I don't blame them either. Get downfield and make a tackle. Make a play. Make as many plays in this second half as you can and let the chips fall where they may.
So the Cougars will back up 5 yards, and they'll try it again from the 35-yard line. Well, everybody needed to settle in their seats again anyway.
Very, very happy while we've got a second here to see all the green and gold that came up to support their Cougars. This side, press box side of the stadium, very, very nearly filled. And I know it's a longer drive to come up from West Des Moines, but just really, really outnumbering their foes across the field.
Yep, very, very good outpouring of Kennedy. Here's a squib kick, a high bouncer, taken at the 29-yard line. Straight ahead, 40, 45, and upended. Michael Kaiser finally brings down Kobe Gaines, a senior. You've got platoons on the kickoff and punting team, too, for now.
Yes, Dowling. You do. And that was a beautiful shoestring tackle with some attitude.
So Dowling with a first down. Kurt Walding, the quarterback, and he's gone all the way, of course. His counterpart, J.T. Brown, out for the year. They will send three receivers into the pattern. As I say that, they go with two receivers and a tight end. Sarcone on the right side. Deskin out of the backfield. They'll hand it off to Zachary. Jason Zachary trying to get to the outside and does to the 50. Little stiff arm, and then Price escorts him out of bounds as he gets to about the Kennedy 44, maybe the 43, they'll mark it. That's a gain of 9 on just a slow developing play, but it works well for Jason Zachary.
Boy, they had him stopped by two different defenders at the line of scrimmage, and he just kept bouncing it to the outside, and the inability to make the tackle and wrap up allowed him to get that gain.
Twins left, twins right, second down and one. Read option, Walding, the keeper, breaks a tackle to the 40, to the outside 35. Jesse Price finally brings him down. Matt Gardner was throwing his arms up, wanting a hold, and didn't get it.
And again, in the backfield, Jacobus is there to wrap up and make the tackle for a loss, lets him slip away and bounce to the outside again.
Walding for 26. He's got 55 yards now on the night. In the red zone, Dowling with the first down at 10 at the Kennedy 17. They empty the backfield. Walding on the throw out to Zachary, Michael Zachary, and he's brought down by Nolan Romidko. Two wrestlers going at it right there.
Yes.
Going to be a loss of 2 that time as they snuck Michael Zachary into the game and tried to get him out on an island. Second down and 11. Caught a little more than 11. Wide side of the field to the right. Just underway second half. Two receivers left, two to the right. Wanick in motion to the right side. Shotgun snap. Walding lofts it left side. Going for the end zone. Tipped around and caught on the tip but out of bounds. Juggling, says the official. Cole Susinski brought it in, but official said he was juggling it. And I bet they don't show that one again.
Austin Coates right there on the defense. And I'll tell you what, you couldn't have really defended that any better than Coates did it.
Tipped it up in the air, and I think a pretty good call. Dowling crowd didn't like it.
Dowling crowd doesn't like it, but I'm telling you what, it was the right call.
So third down for the Maroon and 11. Kennedy showing blitz on the handoff. Read option to Zachary, breaking tackles. Cougars trying to tackle the ball. They don't tackle the ball carrier. And he goes all the way 18 yards for the score.
Well, and that is just indicative of the entire drive, Scott. On the first two running plays, they had the Dowling guys in the backfield and didn't bring them down. They're just not doing the fundamental tackling drills that they've done all season long. They've eluded them here in this drive.
Well, you can't fault Kennedy for trying to make the ball carrier lose the ball, but you got to wrap up first and have the second man come in. Low snap. Heeman's kick is up, and it is good, and it's now 34-7. In favor of Dowling. And a game that was 13-7 not too long ago. 10:47 to play here in the third quarter. And it's now Dowling 34, Kennedy 7. Back at 30 seconds here on KGYM.
After work, you've got a whole different kind of work. Feed the kids, keep them on time, get them to their activities. Hey, you got this. Stop at Center Point Travel Plus. Pick up Subway, McDonald's, or Fireside Pizzeria. Top off the tank with Sinclair Gas, and you're on your way. Your family each stays on time, and you have the fuel to get them where they need to be. After work, just got good again. Stop by Center Point Travel Plaza on the way home tonight. Exit 35 off I-380, just north of Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at the Unidome as Dowling strikes again. This time an 18-yard run, just busting tackles for Jason Zachary. Both the running backs, John, back next year. Two linemen on the offensive side back next year. Two receivers. And you know who's going to start the season number one next year.
Yes, you do.
As Dowling is on the verge of some history here. Not over yet, but Kennedy's got a long way to go. Gardner at the one-yard line. 5-10 and slips. And it's been that night for Kennedy. And we got a Dowling player down at about the 19, as Kennedy will have it for the first time in the second half. And I believe the injured Dowling player is Willie O'Hara, 52. Actually going to mark that at the 16-yard line, not the 15-yard line. 15-yard return that time for Matt Gardner.
Saw something from Kennedy's defense on that last stand there, Scott, that I have not seen all season. I saw frustration come out. And they can't allow that to happen here for the rest of the game, or it's going to really get out of hand. They've got to stay within themselves and continue to play solid, fundamental football. And I'm sure that Kyle Knox is going to grab a hold of him when he gets him over on the sideline and talk about that with him, just as Brian White is down there in the offensive huddle right now and saying, guys, just take a deep breath. Let's just do what we got us here. Do it the best that you can for another half.
34-7, injury timeout on the field, and O'Hara is up and walking off. And he will walk off under his own power to the sideline.
Down 34-7 to this powerful Dowling team. The offense for Kennedy right now, they just back to needing to get some first downs, Scott. Just move the chains.
Receivers left and right, and they'll run it out of the eye. Nick Deere, the quarterback. Beyer will line up tight end left side. On the strong side, they'll run it that way. With Drolley, big hole, 20-25 in the open field. Cuts it near side 30 to the 40-yard line, to the Dowling 50. It pushed out of bounds at the Maroon 46. Best run by a mile tonight for Tyler Drolley.
Beautiful blocking up front there, and a nice downfield block by Austin Coates.
38 yards on the run for Drolley. And that looked more like the Kennedy offensive line. Opening up the big hole there. Drolley now, 56 yards on the night. Same formation, quick count. Drolley off the right side. Started right, back up the middle, and gets inside the 45, kept chugging. Down to the 43-yard line for three more.
Yeah, just keep getting positive yardage right now. Keep those chains moving. Get some points on the board.
Well, you got to score every time now if you're Kennedy. There's no doubt. Second down, a little less than seven. For the Cougars, down 34-7. Twins to the right side, Deer to throw. Rolling right, lobs it downfield and broken up, incomplete. There was Zachary again, going for Dylan Cook over there on the near sideline. And Zachary did a nice job of knocking that one away. Also, Drew Madden was back there. Deer now 3 of 8 on the night. Kennedy facing a third down and long. Third and 7, 9:57 to play in the third. Gardner left, Coates right, blitz being shown, and here they come. Hand off Drolley up the middle, and not going to get anywhere close to the first down. Kennedy tried. They saw, and I think had an inkling that Dowling was going to bring everybody from the outside. And Zachary will drop back to the 15 to get the punt. Or at least we suspect a punt from Sean Beyer. Gets it. And Rugby, now he'll take it upfield to the 40, and he's got the first down again. Wonderful second effort for Sean Beyer.
You know, when you're in that half of the field, Dowling territory, you know Sean Beyer is going to run for the first down or attempt to. He knew exactly where those first down markers were.
Yeah, there was no doubt. As soon as he saw the opening, he's got the ability and he's got the green light to take it himself. First down, 35-yard line. From the right hash mark, hand off to Drolley, off the left side, spins his way inside the 30, down to the 29 for 6. Coming up with the stop for Dowling was Bronte Wells, 6'4", 260-pound senior.
Nice lead block in there by Damaris, who's been doing that all season long. He's just been cleaning the way every one of these 13 games previous to this for Tyler Drolley.
Second down, a little more than four. Down to 10 on the play clock for Kennedy. They'll send Coates in motion to the right side. Deer on the long count, handed off to Drolley. Another opening right side to the 25, and he's got a first down. Down to about the 24-yard line. And a little counter.
Good seal block there by Jacobus on the pull. Sprung that for the extra yardage.
First down for the Cougars as we come up on 8:20 to play here in the third quarter. 34-7 lead for West Des Moines Dowling. Receiver left and right out of the eye. Drolley tail the tandem. Again, blitz being shown off the fake. Deer back to throw. Under pressure, just thrown down. Another sack, and that time is Bell that got him. Attilis Bell.
Bell's one of those big front four defensive linemen for Dowling that, in all honesty, if you take those four and put them up against a Division III or some Division II teams, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart.
No. And they'll all play college football. Second down and long, second and 25 after the big loss in the sack. Beyer tight end right side. Deer to throw. Off the fake. Rolls to the left side and just flings it as hard as he can toward Damaris and incomplete. So it'll be third and long.
Well, how many times have we seen that play action bootleg, Scott, where the fullback goes out, and in this case Damaris, and they're so wide open that not only can they catch the ball unmolested, but then they just run for 5 or 10 yards before any contact. This is how quick the defensive secondary and the linebacking core is for Dowling. They're just right there all over Damaris when he comes out. Not only is it great athleticism, it's great coaching, having school. They were scouted that play up.
Absolutely. Well, third and a quarter of the field. Beyer will line up in the slot to the left side for Kennedy. Trip formation to the right. Deer to throw. Under pressure. Here come the Maroons. Deer throws on the run. Guns it near sideline. Incomplete for Coates. And it'll be fourth down. And we've got an injury on the near side. Right along the Kennedy sideline, it's one of the Maroon.
I think they're going to help him up here, though. Well, yeah. Yeah, he popped up. Officials directing him to the sideline. Has to take a play off.
Yeah, it's Ryan Mells who's got one of the fumble return for touchdowns for Dowling. They've got two fumble returns for touchdowns. Matt Lewis coming out. 5'11", 175-pound senior to snap it. Beyer will go back and punt formation again. Kick this one away. Probably will kick it this time, and he will. A very high kick inside the 10 will bounce. A big bounce, and Kennedy's going to down it at about the 2-yard line. So a 37-yard punt and no return, and they'll mark it at the 3. Dowling up 34-7. We'll have it with just over 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Kennedy, another long, almost four-minute drive that comes up empty.
Last time the Kennedy defense was on the field, they showed a lot of uncharacteristic frustration going away from their fundamentals. They've got to find a way to defeat that, Scott, and remember the family concept that they've got. Don't try and do more than your job. Do what you've got to do. Let the other 10 guys take care of that.
Deskin and Zachary in the backfield. Offset eye to the right side. And the handoff to Deskin coming out of the end zone and gets across the 10 and close to a first down. Johnson Mader, Jesse Price all there. Right now the white shirts are just pushing the green shirts back 8 yards.
Yeah, the linebackers for Kennedy just catching the blocks of the guards coming off on them. And they're not coming up and trying to get a stalemate and plug holes.
Dot gun, fake, and Deskin up the left side, pushing his way ahead to the 20, maybe the 21. So that's seven more. Deskin, 39 yards. And second and 3 coming up, and the clock just continues to roll for Dowling. Already up 34-7. Receiver to the left, twins to the right. Shotgun, one set back, Deskin. Snap, handoff, Deskin. This time Dallas Jacobus had him, lost him, and then Sam Pape wraps him up right at the line of scrimmage. And Kennedy will bring in a couple of defenders here, different defenders in this third down coming up.
Elijah Firehelm coming off for a blow here. What was Elijah Firehelm doing earlier this weekend? Oh, he was at the All-State Music Festival. He was first chair saxophone in the entire state.
He was going back and forth between Cedar Rapids and Ames.
How cool is that?
Third down and 3. Walding to throw. Throws the slant behind the intended receiver. Incompleted. A late flag comes in. And going to have something after the play between Mason Jacobs and one of the Dowling players. We'll see what Craig Snyder has to say. And it'll be first personal foul against Dowling. That'll be a half the distance penalty. And the Maroon will have to punt.
Okay, let me ask you a trivia question. It says nothing to do with Kennedy football, but everything to do with Kennedy music. Who wrote the Kennedy fight song?
Mr. Firehelm. Grandfather Firehelm.
Elijah
Randy's
Firehelm's
dad.
And Father Randy's Grandpa Firehelm.
Yep. Knew that one.
I knew you would. I was just throwing the softball up for you.
Fourth down, second punt. Heeman in there to kick it away. And Matt Gardner back for Kennedy at the 50. Good snap. Gets a rugby kick away. End over end and low. We'll take a bounce at the 45. Gardner at the 48. His own 48 coming to the left and gets trucked at about the 47. 5 yards on that punt return. But Kennedy, good field position here.
Yes. Anytime you can start inside Dowling territory, that's a big plus. In fact, it's only happened one other time so far in this game. They started at the Dowling 21, and that resulted in a Sean Beyer 21-yard touchdown pass reception.
Kennedy's best field position of the ball game here for this one. So, first down, Cougars down 34-7, tight end, double tight formation, and the toss to Drolley, right, cut it back to the middle to the 40, 35-30, takes on a couple of tacklers, and takes him down for a ride down to the 26-yard line. It's a gain of 21 for Tyler Drolley.
You know, I'm going to tell you, in case you're wondering, this is not against the second unit defensively here. This is the starting unit for Dowling. Kennedy's offense just playing looser right now, just out there doing their thing, playing together as a family of 11 guys at this point.
Drolley 7 yards away from breaking the Hawks record. Andre Dawson back to throw Deer, going for the Beyer, coming out of the end zone, and the penalty flag is down as Beyer got ran into by
Hummel,
the linebacker.
Good mismatch there. Linebacker is never going to be able to cover Sean Beyer. That's just not going to happen.
It'll be pass interference against Dowling. That'll move the ball down to the 13-yard line.
You know, Hummel's got to abuse him on that route, or that's 6 points on the board for Kennedy.
Kubovec coming in with a play for the Cougars. Under five to play here in the third, 4:57 to be exact. First down 10, Kennedy on the Dowling 13. They'll go with the wing left. Split backs, Beyer in the backfield, and he'll get it on the toss. Started outside, cut it back to the middle to the 10-yard line, and tossed down as he gets down close to the 6-yard line. Give him 7 that time. And it'll be second down and 3 for the first down, and 7, a little less than 7 for the touchdown.
Now some frustration being shown by the Dowling defenders.
So, second down, 4:25, clock running. 34-7 Dowling. Deer under Kerskett center. Double tight ends. Handed off to Drolley on the counter. Inside the 5. Close to a first down. Running behind Coker and Jacobus.
This is what Drolley loves. He would run the ball every play of every game, wouldn't he, Scott?
I believe you're right. Drolley goes for 3. Kennedy with a first and goal. Trying to get a little closer here. As they are inside the Dowling 3-yard line. Beyer tight end left. Coates, Gardner to the right. I formation. They'll send Gardner in motion to the left. Deer, long count. Hand off, second back through, and Drolley got swallowed up. Going to be a loss of a couple. Johnson was there. All kinds of white shirts.
Too much penetration by the defensive line there for Dowling. That was very nearly met at the handoff by the defensive end, Mr. Bell again.
So it'll be second down and goal. Mentioned coming in that Tyler Drolley needed 99 yards to break Andre Dawson's single-season Metro rushing mark. And he's real close to it. He'll take a touchdown, though. Deer in the shotgun. He'll get it on the quarterback draw. Was going to throw, and then he goes down in a heap. Back at the 10-yard line. My goodness. Nico Scigliano, 5'11", 210, and a senior. You got to be a football player if your name's Scigliano.
Yes, you do. Just some solid blanket coverage by the secondary. There wasn't a green jersey out on a pass pattern there that had a crease for them to even be able to turn around and look for the ball.
Third down goal back at the 10. And Dowling is just pinning their ears back. That front 4. Beyer split wide to the left. They're going to double team him, John.
Yep. As well they should.
Trips to the right side. Drolley the lone setback. Deer gets it. Rolling to the right side. Under pressure. Being chased. Throws to the end zone low. Incomplete for Coates.
Boy, and Deer's upset with himself. Probably could have tucked that under and ran. But in throwing the ball, it looked as though it slipped out of his hands and he couldn't quite get the mustard on it he needed.
Now, Kennedy will try for the field goal here. to make it 34-10. And Alex Stone trotting out there. He'll be a 27-yard attempt from the far hash mark as Stone will kick it out of the hole to B.J. White, coach's son, for the 3 points. Good snap, plays down. The kick is up and got it. So Stone with a 27-yard field goal. That is good. Brings Kennedy closer. It's Dowling, 34, and Kennedy, 10. And we'll be back with a kickoff from the Unidome at Cedar Falls right after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to 4A State Championship Football on KGYM.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together with the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers. Your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters, and you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Kennedy about to kick off after the field goal. It's 34-10 with 2:23 remaining here in the third quarter. Stone with the approach, and he will kick it deep. And running back on it is Craw. Shoestring grab at the 4, angling to the right, to the 15, to the 20, and upended, cartwheeled as he gets to about the 26, maybe the 27-yard line. As Kaiser brought him down on special teams. 23 yards on the kickoff return, and that's where Dowling will put it into play, up 34-10. Well, a little momentum there for the Kennedy Cougars. Need a lot more, though, if you're Kennedy at this point. Jason Zachary will line up as a tailback this time for Dowling. Walden gets the snap, handoff, Zachary, right side, and tripped up. Short gain. Firehelm in there, Jacobus in there as well for the Cougars. We got both coaches with a son in this game, John. Both yes. Quarterbacks, how about that?
Yes, you do. And that's usually the way it works, too.
Second and 8. Shotgun. Read option, Walding up the middle, runs into Johnson Mader, takes him for a couple more yards out to about the 38. That'll be a run of 8 in the first down. First down number 12 for Dowling. Kennedy has not stopped the read option in this game tonight.
There's precious few teams in the last 3 years anywhere in the state 4A level that have stopped read option from Dowling.
With Ryan Boyle. Read option, Walding takes it again up the middle, 40 to the 45, little stop and go move, and Payton has to retreat and bring him down at the 49. 13 more for Dowling. And another first down. The beat goes on as we're down to a minute 26 and clock running here into third. Offset eye to the right. Zachary the setback, trips to the right side, and they're going to throw the football. Caught far side, and another first down for the Maroon. And that's going to be Tommy Wanick taking it down to the Kennedy 35. 13 more. And this is just methodical.
This has been surgical on this drive.
Fourth catch, 49 yards for Tommy Wanick. From the 35, right hash mark against the three-man front. Read option again. Walding this time lost the football, got popped, and Kennedy's got it. Sam Pape came up with it, and guess who caused it? That would be Dallas Jacobus.
Sam Pape, our semifinal Slobber Knocker Award winner last Friday, a week ago Friday.
Yep. Hopped on it after it was fumble was caused by Dallas Jacobus.
Second fumble of the night by Dowling, but they've got the advantage on the scoreboard, up 34-10.
Kennedy will have it. First and 10 for the Cougars. Split backs, and here is the toss to Drolley. Cuts it back up the middle. Takes it to the 47-yard line for three, and he's up to 95 yards. Needs four more to break that single-season Metro rushing record. And we're under a minute to play here in the third quarter.
This is rarefied air if he does beat Andre Dawson's Metro rushing mark, because Andre Dawson was one of the finest running backs that you will ever see.
Second down, might be the final play of quarter number three. Inside counter give to Drolley, and stood up and pushed back. My goodness, what a hit that time, and a big hit by Ross Oddy. 6'2", 210-pound senior linebacker. John, you had to smile on that one.
That's the definition of wrap and roll your hips as you drive him backwards, Scott.
I don't think Kennedy wants to run another play, and they won't. We're through three quarters at the 4A State Championship. And after three, it's West Des Moines Dowling. 34, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 10. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to the 4A State Championship on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you at the Union Dome. We get ready to start the fourth and final quarter of the 2015 high school football season. And now before we get things started here, and a stoppage of play by the officials. Now they clock things back in there. And the Cougars will have it at third down. They're 2 out of 10 on third down tries tonight. And a fumbled snap loose, and Kennedy will just have to hop on it. Third time tonight, John.
Yeah. And that is so uncharacteristic for them, because I can't remember a game that we were privy to where they had more than one fumble in a game, Scott.
Give me the total yardage here in a moment. Through three quarters, as Beyer will come in to punt it away for the Cougars, so Kennedy can't do anything with it after the turnover, and Beyer will kick it away. This one's a low kick and will bounce over Zachary's head. Inside the 10, inside the 5, and trying to make the save, but not able to. A couple of Cougars.
Very nearly. But if the ball crosses the plane of that goal line, then it comes back out to the 20, and that is what happened. As the official was right there, Johnny, on the spot, nobody had a better view of it than he did.
Yep, and a good call.
Yep. On the replay, was exactly the right call.
Total yardage here for the ball game: Kennedy 167, Dowling 270 through three quarters here.
A little different than our 2A final game with Mount Vernon and Spirit Lake.
I got to tell you, I'm glad that one was first.
Yes, me too.
First and 10 for Dowling. Walding in there and on the delayed handoff. Deskin got a good kickout block. 25-30. And just chunk play after chunk play. This one goes for 17 for Deskin. And another Dowling first down. That's 15 I've got on my sheet, and that's what they have. Coming up on 11 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Dowling going no huddle. Twins to the right side. Read option. Deskin up the middle, just following his blockers. And close to another first down. Kennedy's just not, they're not wrapping up, John, right now. They're just bumping.
They are. It's kind of like bowling pins right now. They're not going back to the fundamental skills of wrapping and popping their hips through and driving people to the ground. They're just trying to hit people and expecting them to fall down.
Second down in a yard. Cougars at the three-man front. Hand off Deskin on the sweep. Coming to the right side, and this time front down. Matt Gardner, Garrett Kubovec, Johnson Mader all in there. But it will be enough to move the chains and give Dowling a first down on the gain of three.
I'm very pleased for Matt Gardner that he was able to get back on the field and play in this state championship game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. First and 10, 10-20 to play in the game. Dowling up 34-10. Cougars showing blitz. And on the handoff, Deskin coming left off tackle. Spins his way into Cougar territory. Down to the 48-yard line for three more. It's been very balanced for Dowling between Walding, Zachary, and Deskin. 76 yards for Walding, Zachary 62, and 73 now for Deskin. Dowling taking a little time now. Getting that play clock down to 12. Send a man in motion. Delayed handoff, Deskin, 45, straight up the middle. Todd Gusta brings him down. And this is where we talked about it in the pregame. Kennedy has had great conditioning all year, but
yes, they
have not ran into a team in the eastern half of the state that platoons like this.
So just imagine you've got guys out there on Kennedy's side that have been playing both sides of the ball for about 40 minutes of this game. And you've got on the opposite side guys that have only played half of that. They've only played 20 minutes because they don't have to go out on both sides of the ball. That has a cumulative effect when you get to the fourth quarter.
Trips left, one receiver right. Walding on the handoff. Huge hole right side. Deskin pushed ahead inside the 30 and down to the 26. And that's 15 more.
This is the kind of rushing attack that we have watched Kennedy inflict on others all season long, Scott.
You're right. You are right.
This is exactly what you would see Tyler Drawley do to an average team that was, for example, in the district that they played in.
9-10 to play in the game, and Dowling on the move. Hand off, Deskin looking for an opening and twisted down. Good defense there, Michael Kaiser, Jackson Coker. Two guys going to be back next year. There's some returners on this Kennedy defense.
Yes, Johnson Mader will be back.
Kubovec, Ramidko. No, I checked that. No, Nolan will not be, but his baby brother will be. Price will be back. Pape, Kaiser. No gain that time. Second down and 10. Walding to throw. Pump fake. Looking. Being chased. Out of the pocket. Penalty flag down. It's going to be a hold. And Walding takes it up ahead. They held Jackson Coker in a big way. And this will come back.
Number 67, Alex Palm. The 6'3", 285-pounder did everything he could to keep that sack from occurring, and the only way it was going to happen was if he grabbed a hold of a bunch of jersey and held on, and that is very easy to see.
Well, you talk about your musical trivia. You know, Elijah Firehelm was in the All-State
first chair saxophone.
Jackson Coker, show choir guy for Kennedy. I'm sure we'll be on in Happiness Incorporated this year.
There you go.
Second down and long after the 10-yard mark off. One setback, and how about this? A double reverse to Zachary, and Kennedy was right there waiting for it. Dallas Jacobus puts him down.
Michael Zachary on the double reverse, and Jacobus gets done and comes up and signals safe and then salutes it out. Typical Dallas Jacobus to the end.
Third down coming up. Not sure about running a reverse 34-10, but hey.
Well, I will go out on a limb and say you might even see a backflip after the final gun, too. But it's just Dowling.
Third down. Trips to the left, twins to the right. Walding back to throw. Hit as he throws. And it is caught. Billings at the 40. Started left, kicked it outside. He's got running room to the 20-yard line and out of bounds. Cole Billings going to be short of the first down, I think, though. But got a lot of it back. Going to be really close. And officials will bring in the chains. That's a gain of 25 on Billings' first catch.
Watch the replay on that, because it's hard to see with the cantilevered stands here in front of us. You can't really see unless you get a good call on the replay. But I thought that they marked that accurately where he went out of bounds. I have to bring the chains all the way across the field for the determination. Mason Jacobs limping off here, being replaced by Elijah Firehelm.
Tell you, the Cougars are slipping and sliding all over the place. And I was down there on the rug, and Mondo Turf here at the Unidome. It's time to replace the Mondo
yes.
Turf.
Yes, it is.
Because there are gaps and seams everywhere. And Dowling gets the first down on a third and a bundle. 19th first down for the Maroons. 34-10, 7:33 to play here in the ballgame. Dowling's going to make history here tonight. The first 4A team to win three straight state championships. Wanick out to the right side, one receiver left. Offset eye to the right. Long count by Walding. He'll hand it off straight ahead. This is Zachary pushing his way down toward the 10. And Zachary will get seven more. Second down and three coming up for Dowling.
Not one fan from Kennedy has left, Scott.
Big plays of this game, the two fumble sixes. One off a bounce, one in midair. And Dowling taking the back, both for touchdowns. Wanick coming in motion, off the fake. Deskin, huge hole up the middle, and he's in. I could have ran through that one, I think, John.
I think I could have probably driven a tricycle through that one.
Deskin, a 10-yard touchdown run. And it's now 40-10 with 6:55 to play, and as Dowling puts an exclamation point on it.
80-yard drive that chewed up a lot of time off the clock. Kennedy could have been using offensively, but the Deskin 10-yard run, pretty much the old nail in the coffin.
As the extra point try coming up here, Heeman will attempt. It's up and good. 6:55 to play here in the ballgame. And it's now Dowling 41 and the Kennedy Cougars 10. And we'll come back with a kickoff after this one-minute break here on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you at the Unidome as Dowling has tacked on another touchdown. It's 41-10, West Des Moines Dowling. As Kennedy will send back Chase Baker and Matt Gardner to return to kickoff. This is Dallas McCarthy who's going to kick it off this time for West Des Moines Dowling. Here's the kick, high but shorter kick, and running up, making the grab at the 11 is Gardner. Cutting inside the numbers, 20, 25, and takes the pile out to the 27. We'll get some audio from head coach Brian White for the postgame show coming up here. We knew it was going to be monumental, John. We knew it was going to be a tough task. You can't make any mistakes against this machine. And Kennedy made mistakes tonight.
Yes, they did. The two botched handoffs in the backfield that just were gift touchdowns defensively for Dowling. You got to play flawless ball, and you can't be handing them 13 points like that.
Receivers left and right, first and 10 from the 27-yard line. And a handoff to the left side. Drolley busting through, and this is going to be an historic run for Tyler Drolley.
That should do it for him.
As Drolley will take it, they'll give him the 37-yard line. And we'll see if they move the sticks. Might be a gain of 10, and now we're getting some frustration starting to boil over here, I think.
Andre Dawson, who we affectionately refer to as by his Cubs name, the Hawk, is moving to second place in the all-time Metro rushing annals.
For Tyler Drolley now. Make sure I get this. 2,224 yards now this season. Leading Class 4A. And we got movement up front on Dowling. Deer got him on the quick count, hard count. That'll give Kennedy 5. And with 6:25 to go, Kennedy will have a first and 5. And hey, it's very interesting. He had, before the year 2000, John, he had domination by the eastern half of the state.
Every year.
Sheer domination.
Every year.
And since 2000, especially since 2010, it's been, well, it's been West Des Moines for the most part. Drolley, off tackle left, goes to the 45.
There was a period of 5 or 6 years in there, Scott, while it was domination by the city of Iowa City.
Yes, West and City High. Taking things over. Second down, long two coming up for the Cougars. But since 2000, Dowling a winner in 2000, 2001. Valley won back-to-back in 2 and 3. One in 5 again after Bettendorf. Here's Drolley up the middle, breaking tackles. Knees into maroon territory for a first down.
Ankeny's in there.
Yep, for
their
one.
Their last year that they were one high school.
With Joel Lanning. 14th first down for the Cougars. Drolley is over 100 yards. Xavier, of course, 9 years ago.
Who can forget that 06 team of Dwayne Schulte and the Xavier Saints?
Last Eastern Iowa team was Dan Sabers and City High in 2009. But Drolley, this time wrapped up after a short gain, running behind Damaris. Aside from the one Ankeny, it's been Valley and Dowling.
Yes, it has.
I still claim, top to bottom, the spread is more even in the eastern side, but you've got just the dominant two teams in the west.
I think that's the truth, too.
And
some years there's one or two that'll rise up and kind of challenge that top two, but you're right.
And I don't see Dowling losing for a while. I really don't. Deer rolling to the right side, throws in the run, and coming back, Kai Jenkins, the sophomore, makes the grab at the 30-yard line.
Boy, he took a hit as he came down with that. Showed some nice receiving ability there as he came back about 5 yards to the ball to make that catch.
He's going to be a big-time receiver for Kennedy next year.
Soft pair of hands.
Jenkins takes it down to the 30-yard line. Kennedy with a first and 10. 4:27, clock rolling in the game. As Dowling leads it 41-10. Tight end left Byer. Here is the give and the delay. Drolley breaking a tackle to the 25-yard line. And he's down to about the 23. As Drolley will take it for 7. This is more of what Kennedy was doing in the fourth quarter to teams this year. Second down and 3. We go under 4 minutes to play here in the game. Just inside the right hash mark. Two receivers to the left. Kai Jenkins in there. And Byer out to the right, long count, Deer. Back to throw, going for Byer. He's got him in the end zone, but overshot him incomplete. Got by the defensive back, Moses Dway, the 5'6 junior. That was 6'5 on 5'6.
And over on the other side of the end zone, Jenkins was a couple of steps ahead of his defender, too.
Third and short coming up for the Cougars. Kennedy's going to end the year 13-1. first ever appearance in the state championship game for Brian White and the Cougars. Third and three. Kennedy will go with the long count. Deer on the handoff to Raleigh. Following the left side, going to be short. Going to get a couple. Tell you what, we need to send out congratulations as well to Tim Lewis for laying the groundwork for this Kennedy football team, and also, of course, now his new quote-unquote job is the strength and conditioning coach at Kennedy.
And it's really shown in a big way. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't know that Tim Lewis is the most successful and winningest coach in the history of Kennedy football.
Fourth and one. Cougars will go for it. Here's Beyer turning and reaching for the first down.
Not there.
Didn't get it.
No. Did not get it.
And Dowling will get it. And the Maroon will take a victory lap in essence.
Yeah, this is going to go over on downs two. Dowling, and they're going to be right at about their own 21-yard line.
And the Maroon will probably bring in some new folks, I would imagine.
Brian White out pleading the case on the spot of that ball, but that's more frustration for his team's 41-10 deficit here at this point than anything else. And Kennedy fans giving a large round of applause to their team as they come off the field right now.
First and 10 from the, we'll call it the 21. 41-10, Dowling on top. It was a 13-7 game late in the second quarter. New quarterback in there, new running back in there for Dowling as well. And
who's that quarterback, Scott?
That would be Ben Wilson, 5'8", 165, and a junior. Perhaps the heir apparent. And a new line coming in for Dowling, and they'll get a big hand as they depart. Kristen Caven, the senior running back, took that handoff and lost a yard.
And in case you don't know what we're referring to, that would be Coach Tom Wilson's son.
Caven will stay in there, and he'll get the handoff coming to the right side. And Caven will take it to about the 24-yard line. Tom Wilson doing a nice job getting some seniors in there that don't get to play a whole lot.
There's no shortage of them. Lots of guys over there wearing white.
Yep. Like I said, this is a factory. Nolan Remitko coming out. Brandon Niemeyer coming out. Pair of seniors. Kennedy also doing some substituting. Carter Crawl in there. I think Matt Gardner just pointed to the sideline and said, hey, take out, put somebody in. On third down, new quarterback in there. And Caven coming to the left side, trying to cut it back, and does as he pinballs around and takes it to the 30-yard line. And when the time comes, you may have to get a coon rod out to get Dallas Jacobus off this field. Because I don't think Dallas is going to go off willingly.
He's getting up with a little bit of a cramp right now and looking over to the sideline.
Kennedy's going to take a timeout. As the Cougars, I think, are going to talk it over here. It's fourth down and a football length here for Dowling with a minute 17 to play. It'll be a bitter pill to swallow, but still a good season for the Cougars. And with Kennedy.
Better than good, Scott. The best.
Oh, definitely.
The best season Kennedy has ever had. Bar none. Undefeated regular season. My goodness. State championship participant. Oh. That is going to hurt going away with the runner-up trophy. But these guys are going to get together off and on for the rest of their lives. And the first thing they're going to say is, you know what? We were brothers. We were a family that played football together. And the second thing they're going to say is, you know what? We were pretty darn good. We played for a state championship and went through the regular season without a loss.
Fourth down and a foot for Dowling. They'll go for it. Hand off, Caven, he's got the first down. And he'll take it for about six. And a new platoon coming in for Dowling. Carter Crawl on the stop. And Dallas Jacobus coming out. And all the seniors coming out now for Kennedy.
To a standing ovation from the Kennedy throng beneath us here in the press box.
Under a minute to play. Caven off the left side, and he's got a hole, and he may go. And breaks a tackle to the 20, and finally out of bounds. And coming up with the stop for Kennedy, Kyle Shear, 5'5", 130, and a senior. Oh, but there is a flag down way back at the 47-yard line, and they're bringing it back.
You're never going to be able to take that tackle Kyle away Shear. From Shear, though.
Kyle Shear got a great lick in there.
Yes, he did. And then came up sprinting back to the sideline.
Good for him. You know, just like we said, we knew it would take a great effort. No mistakes. Kennedy made mistakes in this game. Take nothing away, though, from Dowling. Kennedy gave him two gifts in this game, but you stack him up for 60 minutes, and Dowling definitely deserved the ball game. Yeah, no doubt.
They're the best team in the state, and they proved it.
And I think Dowling's going to go into victory formation here. They will take a knee with Wilson. And will not have to run another play. So a three-peat, first ever 4A team to win three in a row. And they conquest a Cedar Rapids team for the third consecutive year as the Dowling Maroon knock off the Kennedy Cougars by a score of 41-10. We will take a two-minute timeout and come back, have the postgame for you, and we'll do it right after this. And you're listening to coverage of the 4A State Football Final on KGYN.
Are you searching for a new career? Do you want a career you love? Only at LaJames International College can you choose between a three-day online or traditional five-day cosmetology schedule and still graduate in 1 year. Keep your job while pursuing your career. Fall classes are starting soon in cosmetology, massage therapy, and aesthetics. Go to ljic.edu to book a tour at our Cedar Rapids or Iowa City campuses today. Find what you love. Love what you find at LJIC.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports. They're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids or go to solbergsandmore.com. Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Back at the Union Dome here on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa, the team shaking hands as Dowling has won their third straight state championship, fourth in the decade, as Dowling wins it 41-10 here over the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. As the Kennedy Cougars getting ready to accept their state runner-up trophy, and Dowling will get their championship trophy. Coming up here.
Can I make an editorial comment on the trophies themselves?
Sure.
I'm not impressed.
You like the old ones.
I do. I just think that these are minimalist. I think that they are very hard to distinguish. a state championship version from a participant version that goes out in the first round. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
So, Dowling, we'll get you the final stats coming up here in just a couple of moments. As the presentation will be made, Tom Keating is out there, a member of the Board of Control right now from Cedar Rapids Xavier, and I have a feeling Tom will give the trophy to the Kennedy Cougars coming up.
Tom, the principal at Xavier High School, just down the street on 42nd Street in Cedar Rapids.
That is correct.
No stranger to trophies himself, being a very successful volleyball coach at Dubuque Wallard.
Absolutely. Kennedy all taking a knee right now. Bud Legg going through the post game and going through the award presentations here for the Cougars and the Maroon. Kennedy getting their runner-up trophy now, being held up there by Dallas Jacobus and others as Kennedy finishes second in the state in 4A, and now Dowling will get the third straight championship trophy. And the Maroon will gobble up that trophy and take it back to West Des Moines, their third straight, and not going to say you can engrave next year's job, but I'm going to say you may start. Put a few letters on it.
A lot of those guys that we saw win that trophy tonight will be back next year, and they're not going to accept anything less, I'm sure of that.
Just a workmanlike effort for the Maroon. As we said, Kennedy, it was 13-7 with a little less than 4 minutes to play. Kennedy, in fact, got the ball back. Well, I beg your pardon. Three plays in this game changed the whole game. The two fumble sixes returns, and then the fourth down lining up for a field goal and then going for the touchdown, the 27-yard touchdown from Kurt Walding to Sarcone, and three big plays. And they were pretty much a difference in this football game.
Yep. You take those 21 points off the board and put the missed opportunity that Kennedy had for scoring any points when they were inside the four-yard line of Dowling, coming away empty there. You know, and you've got a game that's fairly manageable. You've at least got striking distance, but just was not to be. You had one team that is used to being here, knows what it takes, came out, workmanlike job of just doing what they do, the best that they could do it, and a Kennedy team that just – frankly, hasn't been here before, and in many cases played that way. But you just can't take away from them the glorious season that they have had. I just think that when you look back, there's been so many good football teams that Kennedy has produced through the years. A couple of times they've had semifinal participants, but never had anybody get to the state finals. And this team just did it right. All the way from the start of the season to the end of the season, they did it the way it's supposed to be done, Scott. And I think one of the things that gets lost in translation as you look at this team being appreciated by their fans who have all stayed around is the fact that they only won two regular season ball games last year.
Yeah.
The metamorphosis and turnaround from last year's team to this year's team, nothing short of phenomenal.
Indeed. And for the Cougars, they line up one more time as Kennedy will lead the field at 13-1 for the 2015 campaign. Started off Dowling in the first half like a house of fire as they scored. Kennedy received the opening kickoff. Cougars had to go three and out on a punt. Dowling then, with the big return of the punt by Michael Zachary, 36 yards, set up shop at the 34-yard line. Zachary took it in from 19 yards out, and it made it 7-0. And then Kennedy on their next drive had the fumble on the bad exchange. Mells picked it up out of midair, took it back 41 yards. The two-point try was no good, and it was 13-0 at that point. And then Kennedy got back within six on Nick Deere. Deshaun Beyer, 21-yard hookup. That made the score 13-7 with 4:41 to go. And then the second of those big plays, lining up for the field goal, decided to go with the swinging gate formation. Walding hit Sarcone on the 27-yard pass, and the momentum went right back to Dowling, 20-7. And if that wasn't bad enough, the momentum really went to the Maroons after that, as Kennedy again on a bad exchange. Ball hit the deck, right back up on one hop. Bell took it in from 32 yards out, and it was 27-7 at the halftime break, and then became 34-7. Dowling put it away, in essence, on the first drive of the second half. Zachary, an 18-yard touchdown run. Kennedy got back within 34-10 on Alex Stone's 27-yard field goal, and then Deskin cleaned out the scoring on a 10-yard run to make it 41-10. And I think a good effort. Kennedy had the effort, but just a little too much talent for Dowling tonight.
Yeah, Dowling's been here, done it, knew exactly what it took, and I think Kennedy just, they played in sync at certain times during the game, and other times they were just very frustrated, out of rhythm, and what has been one of their strengths all season long, the fact that they come out ultra-focused, play the whole 48 minutes of the game at a high level of intensity, just weren't able to do that tonight, Scott.
We mentioned in the pregame, Kennedy had to have a good start, and that went down the tubes right away.
And you are exactly right. It was just right out of the gate. I mean, it was almost as though, picture the Kentucky Derby, and the gates open up, and one of the participants stumbles and falls down. That's what Kennedy did. They fell flat on their face at the beginning of the game, and by the time they got back up, it's too late.
So the win, 41-10 to West Des Moines Dowling. Let's take a look at the final numbers in this one, the 4A championship here tonight. Total yards, I've got Dowling with 376, Kennedy with 212, officially 384 for Dowling, 210 for the Cougars. 158 in the ground for Kennedy, 54 through the air. Nick Deere, it was a tough night for the junior quarterback. 4 out of 13, 54 yards. Did throw one touchdown, that to Sean Beyer, and that one from 21 yards out in the ball game. On the ground, congratulations to Tyler Drolley. Set the single season Cedar Rapids Marion Metro rushing record as he bested Andre Dawson's mark from Cedar Rapids, Washington a few years ago, as Drolley ended up with 30 carries for 126 yards in the ball game, but no touchdown. Sean Beyer had himself 10 carries for 64 yards in the ball game. Beyer caught two passes for 37 and a touchdown. Kennedy had 15 first downs in the ball game. Two turnovers, though, and of course led directly to the two six-pointers for Dowling in this one. For Dowling, they ended up with a total of 376 total yards, 263 on the ground, 113 through the air. And quarterback Kurt Walding was 8 of 12 tonight. Had a really terrific night, 113 yards, and he had one touchdown. Cole Deskin went over the century mark, 15 carries for 104 yards. Zachary, 10 carries for 69 yards, and Walding had 11 carries for 76 yards in the ballgame for Dowling. Wanick caught four for a total of 49 to lead the receivers in this one for the Dowling Maroon. Dowling ended up with a total of 21 first downs in the ballgame. They were penalized a total of eight times. Dowling came up with three sacks, and they also had a couple of turnovers in the ball game tonight. Third down conversions, 3 of 8 for the Maroon. Kennedy was 2 for 13. We've been doing a lot of Kennedy games this year, and that's very unlike Kennedy.
Yes, it is so far out of their character that if you'd have told me that was going to happen in a game, I would not have believed you.
And fourth down tries, Kennedy 2 out of 4. Dowling was 2 out of 3. The time of possession went okay for the Cougars. They held it 28 minutes and 3 seconds to 19:57 for Dowling, but just too many mistakes in the game early on, and Kennedy got bad starts in the first quarter and in the third quarter.
Yeah, didn't play the whole 48 minutes, which is something that they have done previously all season long.
We need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. A big thanks to everybody at Happy Joe's for helping us out through the year, and couldn't do it without them. And a great sponsor of the Tailgate Tour as well as our broadcast of high school football. Check them out at happyjoes.com. Good times to be together. Cedar Rapids East Side on Lindale Drive and the West Side on Williams Boulevard. And you can go a lot of different ways. We split it for Mount Vernon. I think we split it in this one with Raleigh and Beyer.
Yep, I think you're right.
And, boy, are they going to be missed in the Kennedy football program?
Well, one of them is going to go play Division I football somewhere. The other one is the single-season Metro record holder for the rushing yards. I mean, yeah, they are really good. There's going to be a huge vacuum there that's going to have to be picked up by somebody.
Yep, so congratulations, Sean Beyer and Tyler Drolley. They share our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game Award for this one. We will take a 90-second break, come back. We'll have our slobber knocker of the game here from Kennedy coach Brian White after the Cougars fall in the 4A state championship game and more from the Uni Dome here in Cedar Falls. Final score, Dowling wins their third consecutive 4A championship, 41-10 over the Kennedy Cougars. Back after this.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertin and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women. The perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertin and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Zio Giano's. Bring the team in for Zio Giano's famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Zio Giano's cheers for every school. Zio Giano's, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Zio Giano's, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giano's for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giano's, the pasta.
Back here on the post-game show, we're going to hear from Kennedy coach Brian White. Alex Kuhn down getting some audio from the Cougar head coach as Kennedy falls to Dowling 41-10. We need to pick our Slobber Knocker Award, and it is brought to you by Solberg's and Mr. B's. And Mr. B's, of course, the home of Sam's Pizza. And check them out as well. We'll tell you about them coming up as soon as I find the copy here, John, as they say in the industry. And, of course, thanks to Solberg's as well, as they are the exclusive sponsors of our Slobber Knocker Award. They have been throughout the year. And, again, a big thanks to those folks. Couldn't do it without them and their support of high school football here on KGYM. Solberg's 212 Edgewood Road Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Awards, plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons, more, 399-1385. And Sam's Pizza and Calzones, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Pizza sandwiches and great appetizers as well. And we kind of talked about during the break, he did a great job throughout the year on a great Kennedy defense and caused a fumble tonight. But more than that, he was the heartbeat of this team, and that was Dallas Jacobus.
The slobber knocker of the game, the slobber knocker of the season for Kennedy in my book. The heart and soul, the inspirational leader. Every time you'd look down at the beginning or the end of the game, he's got that family stick. He's got it up there. Everyone took their cues from him this year on the Kennedy football team, Scott. That's the deserving recipient of our final slobber knocker.
There you go. So Dallas Jacobus will win the slobber knocker award for tonight. And thanks to Solberg's and Mr. B's, the home of Sam's Pizza, for helping us out with that. And you take a look at this game here and this Kennedy football team, John, and 13-1, a lot of great memories. And you take a look at the Cougars, what they need to do for next year. They got good building blocks. They're going to have a couple linemen back. Certainly Nick Deere is going to be back.
That's huge.
Very big indeed. And then after that, you got to replace some skilled people. And that's going to be the big thing for this team next year, because defensively, I think four or five people that played significant minutes in this game will be back for Kennedy defensively next year.
About half that defense is going to be back, and they're going to know exactly what it takes. They're not going to accept anything less than getting their teammates back here to this situation. They've been here now and had a taste of it, Scott. It's just going to make them that much hungrier. The thing that I really like about Brian White, this only the second year in his head coaching career at Kennedy, is he's got the motivation and the charisma to take this team even to greater heights possibly. He's going to get more bodies into the uniforms. He's going to get more multiple sport athletes. And he's got that fiery personality that's going to keep pushing and challenging them. I just think he's got everything right set up in front of him now at Kennedy. And what they've got to do now is they've just got to trust him, they've got to trust his staff, and they've just got to keep building on what this year has done for them.
And a great year it was. And a lot of people going into this. Kennedy also, the program looks pretty solid right now. Sophomores had a very successful team and good numbers up and down the line. So you got to think that things are good in the offing as far as Kennedy football is concerned.
Solidity in his coaching staff. I'll tell you what, they just – there's a culture of winning all around Kennedy High School right now, Scott. You take a look at all the programs, you just expect to go out and win. And when you have a team that's turned it around like Kennedy has this year from last year's team, I mean, that bunch of guys that were sitting and watching this year waiting to take the spots that are going to open up for next year, they're going to come in that much hungrier. Look at the Spirit Lake team that we saw win. Those guys were freshmen last time Spirit Lake won their state title. And they won it in the worst way, desperately. What did they do? They were in the weight room every morning at 5 o'clock. And I'll bet you that same thing's going to happen at Kennedy High School. They're going to be out for other sports. They're going to continue to learn what it takes to win. There's great things on the horizon for the Cougar football team.
Yep, and some great memories as well for the Kennedy football team. And tell you what, some great Eastern Iowa football this year. Regina getting the championship in Class 1A. Mount Vernon getting to the 2A state championship. He had other great teams in 2A. They beat a good one in Anamosa along the line. And then, of course, Kennedy getting as far as they did. As, but it won't be easy again next year. Now, they redistrict next year.
Another two-year cycle is going to come out in January.
4A is going to go from 46 to 48 teams. And if it stayed right now, the way it looks anyway, Norwalk, who was in the 3A championship game, will move up to 4A.
Yes.
And
that's going to be a rude awakening.
Western Dubuque will also move into Class 4A as you take a look at next year. That's based on what's happening right now. That
always a
change.
Solid program in Epworth.
Oh, absolutely. And we saw them beat Xavier last year. And a good Xavier football team last year. Right now, and I know talking with the Kennedy folks, they are looking in. And who knows what the districts will be. There's talk in 4A anyway of going from 8 districts to 6.
Yes.
Instead of having 4 games that mean something, next year you'll have 7 games that mean something. Some rivalries may go to the wayside.
Some non-district games aren't going to allow for rivalries.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a shame. But you take a look at it. I know several teams in 4A here in the city are looking at possibly scheduling some of the upper echelon CIML teams, old CIML or conference teams. Because they got to get that in. They got to get that quality of competition upped a little bit.
It's going to be interesting the way that the formatting changes a little bit. The shortened, or I should say the lesser amount of teams that are going to qualify for the playoffs, that's going to be interesting. I think it's very welcome. I think the majority of people are thankful for that. Nobody enjoyed seeing a first-round matchup this year, goodness, between Bettendorf and Davenport North, for goodness sake. I think that's just a waste of everybody's time and money. But it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes down, because you really are going to have some changes that I think are going to make things better, although it's going to probably put a premium on those early season games that we haven't been used to for the last years.
Yeah, there's going to be more of, okay, you got to come out and ready to play.
Right. No exhibition, quote, games.
No, you're not going to have five games the way it sounds next year to get everything ready to play those four that are going to mean something when you get down to district play. And I think it's good. Yeah, we're going to see a couple rivalries. I mean, right now, you've got Wash, Jeff, and Kennedy. If they're not in the same district, they're going to play one another. Probably more often than not, two of those teams are going to be in the same district. It was Jeff and Kennedy this year. Prairie and Linmar, they play each other every year. They got an agreement between those two schools. They're rivals. They came in at the same time.
Right.
They've been in the same conference forever. They're going to play each and every year. And I got to think that that is going to continue. And who knows if Xavier is going to play the Cedar Rapids schools, or if the Cedar Rapids schools are going to play with Xavier. Who knows how that's going to play out coming up in non-district next year.
From a personal perspective, I'd sure like to see Kennedy and Xavier hook back
up
again.
I would too.
Because those games that we had the privilege of calling were always some of the best games every year.
Well, and we both go back to Kennedy and Regis.
Yes.
Going back to the days. And some great things between those two schools. I think Alex Kuhn is on his way here, and we're going to get a word from head coach Brian White coming up here in just a couple of moments. There's Alex as he makes his way back up here. We'll
let him, a lot of stairs to come up in a hurry.
We will let him catch his breath here, and we'll get a word with him coming up after we hear from Brian White here, the Kennedy head coach. So this is Brian White talking with the media after the game.
Coach, tough way to go out, but just an outstanding season all around. You, now that you can look back at it, what can you say about this season and the seniors that you're sending out right now?
Oh, you know, I'm so proud of these kids. When we were walking down here, you know, first thing we thought of, you know, last year we were sitting at 0-6, and, you know, if somebody had walked up to these kids and said, hey, you can go 13-0 next year and be state runners-up, would you take it? Like, heck yeah. You know, of course we wanted to win a football game today, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen like that. But, you know, We have three wonderful months to reflect on, and the way that these young men handled themselves with character and played the game the way it was supposed to be played at all times. And, you know, I'm very proud of them, just very proud of them.
Going back to the game, you seem to execute the game plan well. You wanted to control the football, but a couple of mistakes really. And when you play a team like this, that makes all the difference.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, Dowling is a fantastic team. Even if you play a perfect game, it's going to be tough. And, you know, when you make mistakes, everybody makes mistakes. They had a couple fumbles, too. Our fumbles went to the end zone for 6 points, you know, and you know, that's not the difference, but it plays a role in it. You can't make mistakes against a great team like that.
Thanks for a great season, Coach, and everything you've done for us, and have a great offseason.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all that you guys do for us.
So there you go. Good words from head coach Brian White as his Cougars come up a little bit short, 41-10 here in this one this evening. And as soon as I find the correct cord, we'll hear from Alex Kuhn here. He had a chance to talk to Brian White and see some of the Cougars down there. And Alex, probably a subdued Kennedy locker room, but still a great year for the Cougars.
Absolutely. There were a couple of emotional players down there, obviously Dallas Jacobus being one of them, but I think that in the back of their minds, they have to be reflecting, as you just heard from what Brian White said, on the outstanding season that they have had. Who would have thought that first game where we saw them take on Iowa City West after coming off a 3-win year last year that we'd be watching them here on the last night of the season?
I agree. And I think Brian White hit it right on the head, too. You got to play a perfect game. Yeah, we didn't play a perfect game in this one tonight. Probably not. The outcome, obviously, was decided on those three plays, but it didn't help.
It just shows what a mature coach he is, that he can be happy for his team like that and feel proud of them after the frustrating loss that they just endured. That's very, very mature attitude by him, and he sees the big picture. That's the kind of guy that you want educating your children, people.
Yeah.
And one more thing on Dowling. He brought it up. Brian White brought it up. If you play a perfect game against that team, it might be difficult to win against them. Standing down there in the meeting room, seeing those guys walk in, it is an awe-inspiring experience. Those guys are absolutely huge. They're huge, they're athletic, they're strong, they're fast. They look like a Division II college team.
Told you that.
Yes, you did. And I didn't doubt it. I just wanted to see it. And as soon as I saw them take the field for warm-ups, it was like,
and
oh,
none
wow.
of them started last year on that state championship
21
team.
New starters?
Yep.
How? Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Reload, Alex. That's what it's called.
They have a lot of those guys coming back, though, yeah, next year, too, don't they?
Yes, they do. My. Yeah, they'll be the preseason number one, no doubt about that. But great job this year, Alex. I hope it was a lot of fun on the sidelines. We enjoyed it.
It was great, and thanks for the opportunity. It was one of those things where I got more comfortable doing it as I got more experience, and excited for next year.
Yep, going to be a lot of fun.
Alex, I have said this privately many times this year, but you, I'm going to say it publicly now, you are a rising star in the broadcasting industry, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, John. Thank you.
It's been fun working with you.
Rising star.
It's been fun working with you guys as well.
He's trending up. All right, and John, thank you, appreciate it, partner. And we had another great season. Anytime you get to championship, well, this was Monday night, but we've had, what is this, 4 in a row now?
Yes,
that we've had
privileged to be able to be here with Cedar Rapids schools in the finals too, and to add Mount Vernon this year. And I will say this publicly too, Scott, that Mount Vernon championship game was the most fun, and we've had so many fun games we've broadcast together, but that's the best of all of the state championship games we've had the privilege to broadcast together. What a treat.
That's going to be one that people are going to remember for a long, long time, the 70-56 Spirit Lake win over the Mount Vernon Mustangs. But enjoyed it, and summer will be here before you know it.
That's right.
You'll be out watering trees and all that good stuff.
Keep us warm this winter on the hard courts, and we'll hook up again in August.
All right. That's going to wrap things up here for 2015. Don't forget, we're less than 24 hours from tipping off basketball. Tomorrow night, Cedar Rapids Prairie and Muscatine at the Prairie Gym girls basketball. That'll be at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And then 106.3 FM, girls basketball, Clear Creek Amana taking on the Anamosa Blue Raiders. Both those games starting at 7:30 tomorrow night. All the sponsors throughout the football season, huge thank you to all of you. Thanks to everybody for tuning in throughout the season as well as tonight. And couldn't do it without Sam and Jeff back in the studio and all our great in-studio engineers that help us out throughout the football season. And we've got a lot of basketball. We'll get all those games up on our website at kgymradio.com for you and let you take a look at the schedule coming up here in the next couple of days. Final score of the Class 4A state championship game here tonight. West Des Moines Dowling makes some history. They win their third consecutive 4A championship as Dowling defeats Cedar Rapids Kennedy. The Cougars end their season at 13-1. Final score 41-10. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. For Alex Kuhn and for John Hagerty, Scott Unash saying so long from the Unidome in Cedar Falls.